RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Monday once again. Start of the grind.
Here we go.
The new cycle. Pretty much how it works.
Almost halfway through March.
Oh.
It's the 14th already.
Oh, yeah.
Is it already?
Not the 11th, sorry.
No.
So
okay,
almost
okay,
halfway.
Okay. Remember, the 15th was the anniversary of the lockdown.
Oh my gosh, that
Four years ago. 4 years ago. Can you imagine?
4 years ago.
We got that thing in the news where it's like starting 15th or 16th, parang 12 midnight.
Do you remember
where
you were when this happened?
Oh yeah. Diba, I was nga out of the country.
Oh yeah, you're in the Maldives.
And I arrived the day before. Tapos I had a hosting on the night of the lockdown. Kumbaga 12 midnight yung lockdown. 10 p.m. Nasa venue
pa ako.
May event ka pa. Tapos ako talaga like, guys, di ba mayroong lockdown? Di ba tayo mahuli nito? And literally, I think I left the... Well, by that time, syempre wala nang tao on the road, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because everyone was scared and everyone was afraid. So we finished around 11:30 and I had to get home. And we were in Makapagal, ha?
Close call.
Close call. Like,
oh my gosh.
Literally, papa 12 nung dumating ako ng bahay.
I remember I was just in Manila with my parents because they were on vacation.
And they were here. Oh, nga pala.
Yeah. My sister had just left, had just gone back home to the States.
They just missed going home.
My sister, yeah.
But your parents, how did they get home? Did they get home?
No, they were scheduled to fly back like June. What do you mean post? No.
Oh, didn't they stay the entire pandemic?
Not the entire pandemic. They stayed for like the first 5 months, 4 months.
Oh, kasi alala ko, kinikwento mo pa, pinapagalitan mo yung daddy mo kasi babanan mo pa.
Yes, but that was because it was like the first wave of the lockdown. So by like May, I think,
basta
they flew back to the U.S.
Lumipad, oh.
But when they flew back, it was like, alam mo yung parang some flights were getting canceled.
Right,
but luckily, their flight wasn't canceled. And then, yeah, they left after 5 months.
So,
they just went back home, like, you know,
so they were
last
year. Here for a couple of months lang during the pandemic.
Like 5 months.
Oh, I could've sworn
the pandemic.
But during the lockdown, I would say probably like maybe 4 months.
Yeah.
Kasi March to May. Right?
Yeah. Yun ba yung super strict? 3 months
oh,
lang
yeah.
Yun?
Oh, yeah. The first few months.
Oh, okay.
It seemed
longer though. Kasi I remember the whole, yung one person at a time can go out.
I remember that.
It was so stressful. Kasi, it's so weird. Kasi you had to get a pass. Na ikaw lang yung pwedeng lumabas, right?
Yeah.
But then, it's assigned to you. So hindi kayo pwede mag-alternate. Like, kunyay, we'll get one pass. Pero today, I'll leave. And then tomorrow, Marky will leave.
You couldn't.
You couldn't. It had to be just you. And it was so stressful.
And their pass was
specific
baby
to
whale.
You. Huh?
Si Baby Whale ba lumabas?
Oo. So, alam mo yun, yung parang ang hassle nung ano, ang hassle nung the whole, like it wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I barely remember what it was like.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Intense.
You were almost there. Like by the end of the week, we'll be celebrating, well, not celebrating. I don't think people were celebrating.
Mourning.
More like commemorating 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years na ba?
Since that horrific lockdown.
According to Renz, March to May, yung ECQ
mga bandang June naging GCQ.
Yung parang nag-ease up ng konti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I was like, okay, it's gonna be my birthday in a couple of weeks. I'm gonna invite you guys to watch my show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And then 1 week before the show, cancel.
Sabi ko pa naman ako, makikita ko na yung mga aerialist. I was so excited. I mean, of course, Marky, but there's this little dessert called the aerialist. Na pinakita niya yung
pictures.
We
were talking about...
Excited na ako.
Like me and my co-iconic 80s people, we're still in rent together. So we're just like, remember those times when there were these aerialists we worked with from Uzbekistan or wherever
it
was?
One of the stands, right?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have the stand right here with us today.
Who's the biggest fan? But yeah, I mean, like... 4 years.
Yep.
4 years. Sabi nga, there was this one stand-up comic. He was saying na parang, he would always hear his parents, grandparents, na parang like, yes, during the war, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. And, you know, he felt like, my gosh, like they've been through a lot. But sabi niya, but after the pandemic, just you wait, my future grandchildren.
We have like our
we have our own horror story now. Na parang like, oh, during my days,
during
the pandemic, we couldn't leave the house, you young whippersnappers. So yeah, I mean, like, you have your own parang battle scar stories.
Yep, for sure.
Now, speaking of, perfect that we should be talking about that, because today we do have a top 10, courtesy of Chi Chi Chronicles. Now, Chi Chi Chronicles wanted us to do the top 10 hashtag becoming my parents.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay. So, for example, becoming my parents. I found myself texting my younger brother, mag-text ka naman. Even if just to say na hindi ka uuwi, buong araw nasa phone ka. Pero yung mag-text sa bahay, hindi mo magawa.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung parang like, did I just sound like my mother Pag nanenermon ka na, biglang like, you take the tone, you take the kind of like mga examples that your mother would give or dad. In some cases.
It's becoming really bad.
Yeah.
Especially with Leo. The little nephew of mine. Whenever I see my nephew, my brother's just like, I'm like, oh, Leo, you're so cutie pie. Hi, hey, baby. Kai would be like, you're mommy.
You do the
you're
exactly same thing.
Like
you're
mom.
Exactly like mommy.
Right?
And it's annoying.
Yep. That's how it works. Another example, becoming my parents, just like my mom, whenever people ask me how old I am, I literally have to compute my year of birth to find out how old I actually am. And remember I told you this? The last APE, when the doctor asked me how old I was, I gave him an age, and then he goes, that doesn't add up. Are you sure you're blank? Because I gave my real age. So he was like, because you were born blank. And then he started computing. I'm actually 2 years younger than the age I was giving. I gave an
you
older
gave
age.
You gave yourself extra 2 years.
An extra 2 years. And I was like, are you sure? I was like, and the entire time I thought I was 2 years older.
That's what happens when, you know.
When you lie about your age.
About your age constantly.
Pero baligtad.
Oo nga.
I was actually making myself older than
siguro
I was.
Siguro to make up for all the lies
maybe.
That you told before.
It's
that.
Called penitence. Penance. Another example. I updated the, pag tumalon sa bangin mga kaibigan mo, tatalon ka rin. Ginawa ko lang na, kung magda-drugs at mag-addict mga kaibigan mo, mag-a-addict ka rin. Alam mo yung inano mo lang, in-update mo lang to make it sound more current.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Right?
Will
it's
you follow like
exactly
everything
the
they tell
thing,
you?
Yeah.
Right?
B.I. Ganyan.
And another example, becoming my parents, I find myself walking around the house, checking and turning off the lights and muttering to myself, mga prinsipe at prinsesa, saan na lang kayo pupulutin pag wala na ako?
That is such a parent thing to say.
I would hate to be in a room with you. I mean, I would hate to live with you just because I hate it when people turn off my lights.
Because you're doing it. Kasi ikaw, you literally want it on.
Yeah.
But diba, a lot of the kids, it's not like they want the lights on. They just leave it on. And for example, in a big house, you can leave the light in your room. But you have to turn off the light in the living room, in the kitchen, in the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Because like, for example,
the main lights.
The main lights. You have to turn it off nevertheless. You can leave a little night light on. Or you ano, diba, nauso for a while, yung hindi na siya part of the actual circuitry. It's more like a plug-in.
Right.
Yung pina-plug-in mo yung night light mo sa...
Oh, yes, yes.
Sa socket. And then there'll be a very dim light. Para lang hindi ka madadapa in case you have to go to the bathroom.
Yes,
or something.
Yes, I know that.
For a while, that was like the thing. Everyone had them. Another example. I just designated a drawer in the house specifically for all the manuals and warranties of my gadgets, appliances, and tools. I thought this is a very dad thing. It's a very dad thing. Kind of
I just
like,
throw them away.
Right? Pero yung, like, ako, like, I still have all the warranties, but TBH, I never used any of them.
Exactly. Because I used to keep them.
Yung pag naman nasisira, hindi mo rin naman ginagamit.
You'll just replace it,
you'll just
right?
replace
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Or have it repaired.
Or have it repaired, but you don't get to use the warranty
exactly.
anymore.
Yeah. Di ba meron pa yung mga warranty na yung imemail mo pa?
Too much effort, man.
Right?
They make it so difficult.
Why can't they just make it easy? Like,
and it's not automatic.
There.
Yung parang pag nakuha mo yung appliance, you'll see your warranty and it says, mail to blah. Mayroon namang ano, what do you call that? Yung self-addressed envelope or something.
Mm.
So you just put it in there, wala ka nang gagastos in. But you still have to mail it. And then when they mail it back to you, then yun na yung warranty mo. So it doesn't work unless you mail it first. It's so weird. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. The top 10, becoming my parents. Go ahead and send it to us. x.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #becomingmyparents in all your posts.
And if you've got requests and greets, go ahead and send them by the text line 0961-1367-931. It's The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky. Only here on The Monster. Good morning.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster, RX93.1. Time for some tea, of course. Oscars Day.
Oh, yeah.
We're all very excited. I'm sure we'll have some Oscars tea for you in a little while. But for now, just some bun tea. Congratulations to Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
She just debuted her baby bump at the 2024 Oscars in all black, looking very gorge. And also congratulations to Maluma, who's now a daddy.
Oh, well, he's always been a daddy.
Well, officially a daddy. His girlfriend, Susana Gomez, just gave birth to a baby girl. That's his first child.
Aww.
So congratulations to Maluma. Congratulations to Maluma and his girlfriend. But also some local slash international tea, I guess. Did you hear about the whole Megan Young thing?
No.
Oh, I thought you would know about
no.
it. That's why I brought it up.
What?
Okay, so apparently she hosted Miss World 2024.
Yeah.
And then one of the contestants, or one of the finalists, Miss Botswana, well, people from Botswana are upset because when she came up to Megan for her Q&A portion, I guess.
Okay.
Megan reached out, touched her hair to fix it.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So now everyone's upset about it. And I think Megan even posted an apology.
Wait, what's so?
On her Instagram already. Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Oh, it's not there. Where is it? Where did I see it? There. Okay, so she posted this, I think, on Facebook. Let me read it for you. Last night during the final, I fixed Lesego Chombo's hair on stage, Miss Botswana. I wanted to offer a helping hand, but I failed to oversee the bigger picture. This could have caused distress during that moment, and I have been made aware that culturally this is unacceptable. Because you don't touch black women's hair. We have spoken privately last night at the hotel and have apologized to Lesego in private. To those who witnessed the incident, I also want to apologize for any discomfort or confusion my actions may have caused. It was a thoughtless and disrespectful act, and I take full responsibility for it. I assure you that it was not my intention to invade personal space or make anyone feel uncomfortable. I deeply regret my actions and will strive to be more mindful and respectful in the future.
See,
I'm sure she meant well.
Of course.
Of course.
You know how like sometimes like, especially with girls, you know, like between two girls, for example, yung kunyari, makita na nakalabas yung strap ng bra. Di ba yung, minsan ikaw na yung mag-aayos right. more than say, and lalo na like you're on stage, di ba? Rather than say, oh, you know, your hair is like in
but
your
face.
But
people were also saying sometimes that could be harmful to the contestant because it's almost like you're telling the judges that there was something wrong, that there's something wrong with her hair.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you just leave it, then, you know, maybe they might think, oh, that's just like the style of the hair or whatever.
Right, right.
But if
well,
you're
it depends
fixing
siguro
something,
how you perceive
and
it.
And also, Finico, it's also in sync.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because exactly.
You're just being a good sister.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
I really don't even think that it's
I'm sure
like anything close to being
disrespectful. The best intentions.
Alam mo yung like kunyari nga like you're eating and your friend nakita mo may spinach in between the teeth, diba? You're like ay may ano like gets yung
right.
Kasi you also don't want them to like go around if in your eyes merong mali. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's a hair out of place. Or you just like, na-OC ka lang. Di ba na parang, ay,
yeah.
Tabingi yung bangs mo or something.
Well, if it had been another contestant.
Yun nga.
But in this case, like, you know, like she mentioned in her apology, like, culturally, it's unacceptable. So, yeah. There. At least she addressed it immediately.
It's true.
Yeah.
Woo.
Pretty okay. Wild. Yeah. Okay. So, there you go. That's the tea for now, but I'm sure we'll have a sprinkling of it the whole show.
Yes.
So just make sure to stay tuned. If you want to sound off, you can do that by the text line 0961-1367-931 or via X at RX931 on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, but let us start off with some greets.
Good morning, Tino. Who are we rooting for this Oscars Monday, he asks.
Oh my gosh, that's today.
It is today. Who are we rooting for? Well, I don't know. I want to see Emma Stone win. I know that it's a toss-up between her and Lily Gladstone.
Me too, but just for the sole reason that she already has one, I would like to see Lily win. But for me, like if she wins it, I'm good. Ano lang yung just to spread the love.
Right.
Kasi may best actress na siya, so this would give her two, which is deserved. I just really enjoy it when a first timer wins.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hello to Paula May and to Renz. Also saying good morning to Butter Baby, Farmer Sanchez. Hello to Keith Walter. And he says, first day of Ramadan here in the UAE.
Oh, there you go.
Reduced working hours due to fasting. So good morning from Dubai. He says, we're also saying hello to everybody on Viber, but we can't open it at the moment. We'll try to restart the computer so we can check more of your messages. But that's it for now for the text line.
Okay, let's say hi to a few people on X. Greeting Juice Blank and Archer Aguilar, who says good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great duty today. Ronaldo Quino says good morning. Kenneth Kim Javier talks about the whole Megan Young thing that we were talking about a while ago when I went actually picked up the coffee downstairs. Also greeting Juice Blank, who sends us a little bit of sad tea about the Japanese manga artist Akira Toriyama.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Known for creating Dragon Ball, who passed away at 68. So.
Even ano si Guap Dad or Guap something, Guap 2000 or the rapper singer rapper. Was saying like parang like he lost an uncle. So like yeah, it's I guess people who grew up with Dragon Ball Z It's really iconic. And I love how, you know how like people, lalo na pag hindi, kunyari if you're a rock star or you're a writer, people know that that's your product. But when it's like an anime, for example, sometimes you don't know the people behind it, but you know, with anime, that's the beauty about it.
Mm-hmm.
People know, like, who created Naruto, who created Bleach, who created... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's attached to you. And I find that so wonderful.
At yeah. Wop Dad 4000.
There you go.
Look Wop at Dad. Chico and his hip-hop.
I know, right?
Hip-hop era.
Follow list.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Even he's heartbroken.
Okay, FYI, we just can't seem to open Viber today. So make sure when you text us, do it via Telegram.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Or send it to X mm-hmm. at RX931.
Until we fix it.
There's actually a little bit of tea going on here. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have been secretly dating.
What?
What do you mean secret? They've been together for a while.
Not engaged. Secretly engaged.
Oh,
secretly
there.
Engaged.
Engaged. Sorry, not dating.
Right.
Engaged for several years now.
Several years? Ang tagal namang engagement yun.
They got engaged in 2020 though.
Why is this taking so long?
Well, oh, wow.
I guess they don't want people to know. And now that people are starting to know, baka it's time.
Yeah.
Baka it's time to get
just
married.
Like, I'm just
well,
super
pandemic,
shocked.
So...
That's true.
Maybe that played a factor.
Pero tagal lang...
But they've been dating
right?
for a while, yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember we heard news about them dating, but engaged.
Wow.
Different story.
Mm. Wow, good job.
Another news, Michelle Yeoh is heartbroken after cancellation of her show, The Brother's Son,
yes.
which we love.
So are we.
So she's finding it so hard to understand why they're canceling it. Because it's such a good show.
Such a good show.
Kasi sa totoo lang, ang hirap pa rin talaga i-figure out. Like, you can't measure it like theaters. Kasi sa theaters, diba? Parang, well, they say there is a way, pero a lot of people are still like not so sure about how streaming sites measure who watches. Kasi diba parang apparently, sino ba yun? Like, there's this one actor who was saying, okay, so kung ganito yung number of streams, apparently the streaming sites assume that there are two people watching it. So parang for every stream, times two.
Okay.
So people were saying, that can't be right because you can't measure it that way because you're not sure. But then they were saying, yeah, but you're not sure either kung ilan yung nanonood. Sometimes, well, one streaming, kasi they can measure the stream. Like, oh, somebody watched it in QC in the Philippines. But how many people were watching it? Mamaya mo, barkada yung nanood, lima. Dapat lima yung count nun. But
there
then
you go.
You can't count.
That's the thing. You
That's
can't count.
The thing.
And the thing
So it becomes
is,
a problem when it comes to kind of like guessing.
Guessing how many.
How many actually watched a purely streaming show.
Yeah, so it's kind of tough to figure that out.
Right.
But also, isn't it like when you compile everyone who watched it in a certain country, do they have to compile how many hours they watched it? Meaning, did they finish the entire season?
You can, I think.
Or is it just like the pilot episode and then just stopped watching?
Like, for example, for podcasts, when you go to the insights, you can get to see, like, okay, what percentage of the people who listen to your podcast listened all the way to the end?
Mm-hmm.
And how many, like, stopped after just listening to a few minutes? Yun kasi mamemeasure mo. But how many eyes are watching a stream? That's the big question. Paano pag isang family yung nanood, for example?
Yeah.
O, nag-stream ka ng, kunyari, yun, that new Millie Bobby Brown show. Paano kung buong family
yung
movie? What if they watch the movie together? So how can you tell? You can't.
It's
so,
really hard to
when people say, oh, this is
out.
The most watched ganyan-ganyan, are you sure? Because, you know.
Oh, no.
Like, I would think if it's a family movie, chances are maybe more people watched it per stream as opposed to yung mga adult ano na pwedeng pa phone lang.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Happy Monday to Anissa, saying hello to Nina Hidalgo, who sends us her recent miniature painting. Again, thank you to Carl, who sent us the tea a while ago about Dakota and Michelle Yeoh. Also, a greeting Renz Rufil, who sends us another little bit of tea, this time relating to a few of her favorite singers. Ariana Grande asked fans to not send hate to people in her life following the release of Eternal Sunshine.
They're all guessing. Kasi they're putting names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying this one
they're saying
is
it's
for...
about like Dalton and like yeah. The, yeah.
But people were thinking it was for Ethan.
Mm. The boy's mine.
The boy's mine. But they're saying, no, that's Dalton. So it's like,
then you know, you don't never can tell.
So.
And she's like, I just want to say to everyone, anyone that is sending hateful messages to the people in my life based on your interpretation of the album is not supporting me and is absolutely doing the polar opposite of what I would ever encourage and is also entirely misinterpreting the intention behind the music.
Just enjoy the music.
Just enjoy. I mean, I'm listening to it.
Yeah. I'm listening. May nagpost ng picture ni Ethan tapos parang like the boy is mine, girl, the boy is yours.
So mean.
like the internet is horrible.
All yours.
All yours. The internet is a horrible place. And they're all calling him SpongeBob. Because yeah. He played SpongeBob in the musical. And they say they can't get it out of their heads. When they look at him, they see SpongeBob.
Leave Bach alone.
I know, right?
And lastly, Doja Cat is, deactivating her Instagram.
Yes, I saw this.
Hey, I'm going to deactivate because I'm not really feeling this anymore. The way I'm spoken to on here and she, it makes me have effed up thoughts. Please watch how you talk to and about people on the internet, which is very true. She has a point there.
I know.
Might do her some good, actually. To be away from it for a while.
I think she needs to take a step back. Maybe write some music away from people.
And we don't really know. We can guess. We can approximate what they go through on social media. Mm. These big stars. Can you imagine how, like, let's say Nicki Minaj's on, like, comment section DMs look like? Mm. It must be crazy. I mean, yeah. it would take a robot to, like, not feel horrible after a session reading all of the comments.
I mean, Doja for sure as well.
Right?
Because she's so controversial.
My gosh.
Like, literally, I've seen a few messages and a few posts from friends of mine who aren't really that big of artists either. Mm-hmm. And they would show me what they get.
Right, exactly.
And it's all forms of DP.
Right? Tapos yun nga na parang like, but can you imagine pa the global superstars? Mm-hmm. Like,
what
nga,
they
mga
have to
nila.
Deal with.
And the most polarizing ones.
Yung
too.
Mga Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande. Like, can you imagine what goes
especially
on?
Especially the ladies.
There, like,
you know how.
Oh, for sure.
How
for
hard sure. They are. Mistreated by so many different people.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just sad to see. But anyway, there you go. That's it for greets.
And we are thanking Chi Chi Chronicles for our top 10 for today. Becoming my parents. Let's start off with Adventure.
Number 10.
It's a restaurant. I had to stop and check myself because I found myself saying, Diyos ko, mas masarap pa luto ko dito eh. Tapos ang mahal-mahal pa.
That's how I felt yesterday because I ordered pasta yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, eh.
Sana niluto ko na
lang. I spent this much on this. I definitely could make something better.
Si Baby Well may version ito. But not when we're eating out. But it's more like, pag nagluto siya sa bahay, at sasabihin niya sa akin kung magkano yung total na ginastos for this. Tapos yun, sasabihin niya parang, oh, itong kinain natin, it's only worth like 300 pesos. Pag kinain natin ito sa labas, triple. Yung ganon. Yung,
yeah.
So I guess it's that version.
It's the not very so, waisimisis.
Parang ganon. Yeah. Parang ganon. Not so much yung pag kumakain kami na, masarap pa yung luto. Not that, but more of like, oh, ito, 250, ito, 100 pesos. Oh, 350 lang yan. Sa ano, easily 1,000, 1,500.
Yeah. Listen, samesies.
Sobra!
On Saturday, I bought something in Resorts World. Like, basically,
sorry.
A style of...
Resorts World, Manila.
And grab it, reached like what? For two of us lang, 3,000 plus.
What?
Crazy. For food.
Crazy.
And the next day, we ate somewhere in Maginhawa. And the food was like infinitely better. And it was the same cuisine.
Yeah.
And we had like much more food. And we were like, what? We only spent 700 pesos?
Right.
Yeah.
Eh, can you imagine pa pag niluto yun sa bahay, exactong ganun, even less.
300.
Probably 300,
400.
Right?
So probably.
That's how it works. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 9.
Pag nag-grocery, I get the items na may freebies para sulit or may discount. Honestly, kahit sentimo lang naman talaga when you think about it. Pero papatusin mo because you have this like psychological, you know, like a lot of moms, like, ito kasi may libre. Tingnan mo, may libre ng 3-in-1. May libre ng ano, ketchup.
It's always nice to get a freebie.
It's always nice to
Although
get a freebie.
Although sometimes, alam mo, you end up not using the freebie anyway.
Exactly.
But at least you can just give it away. You still got something.
Right. And from Al Macchiato.
Number 8.
Becoming my parents, I found myself leaving post-it reminders for my husband saying stuff like, "Don't leave your trash on my table," or "Wag mo isisiksik yung kalat sa gilid ng sofa," just like my mom used to. And usually, di ba, pag post-it, reminders like, could you please, ganyan-ganyan, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Something specific. Yeah. Ito more of like, nagging.
Oh.
You know,
on a post-it.
I remember when my godson was little and whenever he'd like spend time in my condo or our house, even before I moved out of the house, I would always tell him whenever he'd snack on whatever, mugmugki. And like now he's like all grown and he remembers it and he's like, pag nakikita niyang ako naman yung nagkaroon ng, kunyari, may kinagat ako, tapos bumagsak yung crumbs, he's like, "Nina, mugmugui."
Oh, no.
Kasi super particular ako with that. I really don't like it. Especially kasi nga, when you're eating sa sofa, for example, usually yon, even if you vacuum naman regularly, may possibility pa rin na sumiksik siya, like, inside, and it's difficult to get out. So I'm just always like...
Ako din. It's really my thing, no... eating in bed.
I always tell him, get a plate.
Totoo ba yun? Hindi, food nga, food.
No, pero get a plate para at least when you bite into something, tapos may crumbs, masasalo nung plate, diba?
Yo.
For me naman, if it's in bed, it's gotta be one of those, I got something in IKEA. One of those.
Me too. I have a tray.
Yeah.
I have
those
a tray.
Those are the best. Yes. Oh my gosh. I have the tray and the plate. Mm-hmm. So nothing spills on the bed.
Pag kasi kahit may tray.
No, but kasi ako, okay lang because I am very careful when I eat. I'm
no,
sure
I do
not
know.
To spill and like...
Okay, this could be like an advance answer. Kasi I used to get so annoyed when my mom would be like, okay, kakain sa loob. Ano, iipising kayo. Ganyan. And I'd be like, could you just let me have my chips? Like, yun. The other, kasi kaya ngayon, I'm so strict, right? So the other day, I saw an ipis inside the room.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yan, kasi sabi ko nga wag tayong kakain dito sa loob, kaya tayo ni ipis. I'm saying exactly what my mom said. Like, literally.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're your mother.
Yes. And I'm like, kaya tayo iniipis. Kasi nga ganyan.
Ano sabi sa'yo ni babe?
Ayun, kumakain pa rin. Kasi mahilig kumain sa bed. So I'm like, ako yung parang like, pinapayagan ko pag hindi crummy. Like for example, a chocolate bar. Oh, that's fine. Because hindi naman tutulo
or
yun.
Or if it's
something
na one bite lang.
Or what? Hindi. Kasi kunyari like, cracker. Kahit i-one bite mo yan, merong matitira sa kamay mo.
But there is a way to like, eat it without the crumbs falling. Yung parang, you bite into it with your head,
you
tilt
your
head back,
like
and
that.
Then like,
I can't.
When it, para,
I can't.
When the crumbs fall down,
so they
it falls
fall
straight
your
to
mouth.
Your, yeah.
No. Like, pag kunyari, suman. Yeah, imposible magkaroon ng mugmog. Parang sige lang, okay lang, di ba? Or
pero
malagkit.
So there's a possibility na baka mahawakan yung bedsheet, kakapit naman yung lagkit.
Ito nga eh, you're making it worse for me.
No, but when I eat
Pasa
in bed,
ako, no, no eating
I
in
have
the room.
My paper towels
not,
and my wipes ready.
And not bed, ha? Like, room. I don't like it when,
kahit
like, no eating in
the
room. Parang sa akin, parang like, doon na tayo sa sala sa labas. Let's just eat there, and then after that, wash our hands.
You know what?
And then go back to the room.
I'm with you. I don't eat in my room either.
Just
I eat,
not room.
Like,
yeah.
Downstairs.
I eat in my
kasi
room.
Even if it doesn't fall on the bed, kunyari, it falls on the floor.
Yeah.
E di ganun din, para siyang beacon for like, ipis.
For me naman kasi, it's more like, hindi lang siya, parang, it's not a good option because my room is upstairs and my kitchen is downstairs.
Right,
so I
right.
prefer eating downstairs.
Downstairs kasi in the couch.
It means iaakyat ko pa and then when I'm done, ibababa ko pa. You know what I mean? So
that's why
effort.
We don't have TVs in the room. Kasi nga para, kasi we usually eat snacks while we're watching. So, dun na lang sa labas. Para dun ka na magpapagpag, dun ka na magkakalat.
Mm-mm.
So, if ever merong yun nga ipis, parang doon na lang sa labas.
You know, common area.
Something
common
I realized very recently. I know you guys are super scared of ipis, but the thing is, we take it for granted because, hello, we're in the middle of the metro and they're all over the place.
Yeah.
But there's this one girl who moved to Manila from Boracay for Rent, the musical. And she's now living in a condo. And she's deathly afraid of ipis. She had to leave that condo.
Oh, because it had ipis.
Because of, like, the ipis that were in there. And it wasn't so bad. It was just, like, one or two on the 24th. It's the 24th floor, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
there's no escaping.
There's no escaping ipis.
Wherever she goes.
In Manila. They're everywhere. Yes. Like, you just get your whatever, bygone or whatever, spray your house. But they're going to come back.
Yep.
Get pest control. Yeah, that's why condos have...
If you do...
She moved. She literally moved condos.
Good luck.
Which goes to the next
one. I guess it depends din on the condo. Kasi some of the older buildings, yun yung mas prone to
kasi
that.
Kasi minsan,
modern
ang
yung
hirap
condo
pa.
Niya.
Oh, that's weird.
Hindi, ang hirap pa. Even if, let's say, you're super clean. Sometimes the ipis are coming from
outside.
Your neighboring units.
True.
Or the plumbing.
Sometimes now
the plumbing.
I saw this TikTok na parang you can apparently buy covers for all the drains in your house. Yeah. And according to her, parang hindi ko na maalala kung anong kaninong TikTok to. Pero like before she started using those drain covers, parang she would see like an ipis, you know, one or two every so often. And she's like, where is it coming from?
Right.
And then when she started using the drain covers, zero in the Dow. So I guess it crawls up from like whatever.
True. And
the drain.
Oh, trust ipis to like... go Mission Impossible on you. Alam mo yung ba, for all you know, kasi galing siya siguro sa 22nd floor of the neighboring building.
No, and,
pero abot siya sa building niyo.
And also, kasi, when there's pest control, and let's say, for example, somebody close to your unit has like pest control, there's a possibility na lumipat. So, kakalat like sa ibang unit.
Yep.
Diba? So, yeah.
It's actually, that's what our vet said regarding mga tick treatments.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if you're going to put like tick treatment on one dog, put it on all. Kasi mangyayari lang yan, lilipat lang sila dun sa wala kang nilagyan.
Right.
Diba? Kasi obviously, if they all escape, like, oh no, they put chemicals on the fur. They'll
hanap
go to the
new
next,
host.
Hanap lang yan ng bagong host. So you have to put on everyone.
Oh, that makes sense. And also another tip for like condo dwellers, yung... this is something I think you can order online. Yung parang sealant ng door.
Yeah.
Of your front door. Mm-hmm. So wala siyang any cracks or any opening na...
That's
diba
true.
Usually yung ilalim parang may slight.
Yes.
You can see what's outside.
Actually, it doesn't have to be a sealant thing, but like...
It's like a rubber thing.
A rubber thing.
Yeah, parang ganon.
Yung
rubber
parang
sealant
rubber
siya na... Just so walang any space na pwedeng pasukan.
And coming from, let me see here, Coco Hernandez.
Number seven.
Becoming my parents, looking at my bills and saying, well, these bills aren't going to pay themselves.
That is so true.
Alam mo yung parang like,
and they never stop.
Time to get another job.
They never stop coming.
Especially if you're the one paying for the bills.
Yes.
Yep.
Right? Because like you can be in a household where either you're sharing the bills or someone else is paying for the bills, but when you're the one paying for the bills, and there was an entry about like turning off the lights, you realize this once you start paying your Meralco bills.
Oh yes,
like
at saka ano, like when you're younger, you're thinking, just go OA, ilaw lang naman. How much electricity does like light use?
That's still how I
compared
see
to.
It.
Compared to like let's say ref or aircon, diba? So it's like ilaw lang yan. Eh. Pero yun nga, like. Siguro when
well,
like,
depende din. Kung super laki ng house mo, tas ang daming ilaw. For sure.
And the kind of light.
And the kind of light.
Diba pag LED, mas less.
Yeah.
Pag incandescent, more. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or lalo na pag, what's that? Halogen?
Mm.
Oh, that's even like, worse.
Hello, remember that time last year from, I know when I was in Sound Music? I left the house for like 4 weeks. And si ate, the one who was cleaning my house, decided to leave the light on. For 4 weeks.
Oh no. Buti hindi sumabog. Because there's also, di ba, a possibility na...
Sumasabog ba yun?
No, not likely. But alam mo yung baka mag-overheat?
Overheat? Kasi alam ko, like, for example, if your lights are LED, they don't, right?
They don't overheat. But then, it depends nga on what the bulb is.
Ang alam ko na super gastos ng ilaw are the, yun nga, the halogens or whatever it is yung ginagamit for my dimmer. Yung pwede mong hinaan, lakasan.
Yeah.
that one is the magastos talaga. If I'm not mistaken, but yun yung halogen
it could
niya.
Be LED. That's what I use for my sleeping. Yung, you can control it from your phone.
Yung parang dinidim mo.
You can
everything.
Dim it. You can change the color.
Oh, okay.
Parang may ano pa siya. It's so cool kasi nakalagay yung mga settings niya na parang may preset na siya na parang working. So if you click working, then it like lights up. If you click like night, bigla siyang magdidim to like super dilim. If you click like party, parang ganun, biglang mag-iba yung kulay.
Strobe light.
Basta mag-iba yung kulay. It's very cool.
Okay.
Pero feeling ko LED siya.
Talaga? Kasi parang, ewan ko, baka bagong technology maybe, na yan. But when I had my condo, well, this was like in 2005. Yeah, parang there was only one kind of bulb na ginagamit for dimmers.
Right.
Kasi if you just want on and off, then yeah, it's the usual incandescent.
Oh, I think kasi pre-LED pero, ano pa yan. Oo,
pero yung pag yung gusto mo na may dimmer.
Pre-smart bulbs. Kasi
there
this
you
is
go.
A smart bulb.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's
pre-smart
different,
bulb.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Ako yung umiinit sa condo, yung Cove Light sa kitchen,
okay.
Which I leave on the most. Kasi it's my favorite light.
You know, it's true. Yung halogen lights namin sa... Okay. Because the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
You have your
main
shelves, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, yung shelves, it's right over the counter. So, if mag-slice ka ng vegetables, naglagay kami ng ilaw.
Mm.
So that may you can light up the counter.
Yeah.
So, syempre, bulb yun, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yung bulb, nandun sa floor nung bottommost shelf.
Mm.
It's so hot. Yung mga nakapatong right above it, nagmelt.
Stop.
Yung mga plastic.
That's hardcore.
No way.
And we were like, this was way back. And we were like, something smells like it's burning.
Oh no.
Tapos it was the heat of the halogen light.
What about the shelf?
The shelf was fine, but like,
kasi lumusot yung...
Oo.
Oh, ako naman baliktad.
So, ganun siya kainit. Yun yung delikado. Yun yung di mo pwede iwan for like 4 weeks.
Kasi yung Cove Light ko rin, obviously, under the shelves also. Pero mahaba siya eh, yung the long
but
one.
But those are usually LEDs.
Probably, but ang problema ko is when I use my kettle, my electric kettle, and I plug it in, sometimes I don't realize na yung parang mouth ng kettle...
Nagsispew.
Yung smoke
yung
pala.
Steam niya.
Diretso dun sa light.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. One time, yon, I noticed it. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, so that's where the steam goes. So
yeah.
Pinalitan ko yung pwesto nung electric kettle. But yeah, as in nung tinotch ko yung light, ay. Good.
Hey, I think I should do that too. Mine is right under light as
Be
well.
Be careful. Kasi when the steam goes up, my gosh, super init.
But like, I don't turn on that light. I rarely do.
Ah.
So
just to be safe.
Kasi
the
I'm
plastic
sure,
might
yeah, and
in,
like,
or the glass might
plus in. It's also water.
It is.
Yeah.
So it might short circuit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I'd move my kettle a little bit further away from that.
And for Mike Ferrer.
Number six.
Becoming my parents, I now sleep at 7 PM and wake up at 3 AM. Para magdilig ng plants, magwalis, at magluto ng breakfast. Ang OA nung 7 PM.
Hindi ka nagsiga, ah. Medyo nag-skip ka ng step.
Oo.
Although pang lola na yung siga, hindi naman for
walis muna to gather the dried leaves, and then siga.
Pero grabe, that's 8 hours pa rin, no?
That's 8. Oh, did you see that new study?
What?
Na apparently, the 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night was done way, way, way back, and mostly male participants when they were measuring it. Because apparently, if you were to, yung the ano of the hormones and blah, 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 it's different for women.
So, do they have
more?
To sleep longer?
Women, dapat daw, 8 to 10.
Yeah, that's why I sleep longer than you guys.
Men are like 7 to 8 is the ideal. Parang the whole cycle of replenishing the something. I'm sorry, it's medically technical. Women need about 2 hours more to complete the cycle.
You know what? I was told as well by one of my friends that her wife needs to sleep around 11 hours.
Parang ganun.
Oh,
that's about ano,
so
8
scientifically
to 10.
Proven.
Well, there's a study.
Does that mean dapat 8 yung paso ko? Tapos kayo 6.
Hindi, dapat mas maaga yung tulog. Kaya kong isolve yung problemang yan eh.
Oh, nagpauna ko matulog sa inyo.
Unahin mo yung tulog. Oo, na. Iba ang conclusion eh. Iba ang conclusion.
Just checking.
And coming from, let me see here, designer dad.
Number five.
Becoming my parents, linis dito, linis doon, punas dito, punas doon. Now, having my own place, you really just want to make it clean always.
Because yeah. When you don't do that, yung quick clean, little clean-up sessions, magpapile up talaga. And then, ikaw din yung mahihirapan in the end because you're gonna have to do like a deep clean.
Pero notice, that's very like, couple of statements you just made. Mm. It makes sense, right? Pero imagine your parent saying the same thing to you.
Ugh.
Suddenly, it's so like...
No, and imagine them doing that with all of you kids living with them. Kasi ako, I'm saying this and I'm the only person that lives in my condo. So
exactly.
I'm only cleaning up after myself and I already find it taxing to keep up with, you know, all the cleaning.
Exactly.
But imagine like... managing an entire household tapos ang dami mong blind spots kasi hindi mo alam nangyari sa mga rooms ng mga anak mo, diba?
But that's the thing, diba? Like, it really does make sense. It's logical. But every time you say it and it makes so much sense to you, like, you see all your kids rolling their eyes every time you remind them to just, like,
ay nako, si Alsa Baluta na kayo at umalis na kayo dito.
Right?
Siguro if I were a mom, I'd be like,
yeah.
Leave! Get out! But of course, you know, that's not how it works.
It isn't how it works. Yeah. Nope. Yep.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number four.
Speaking of nagging, true story. I nag at my partner for the littlest things, which was the very trait I didn't like about my mom. Yet, I have justified it in my head why mine is different and how I need to nag. Yung parang iba yun.
Iba yung kanya.
Si mama kasi talagang di naman necessary na inaga ko eh. Pero ako, kailangan ko mag-nag.
Ako, I need to do it. It's part
kasi
of
pag
my...
hindi ako nag-nag, walang mangyayari.
Mm. It's part of my cycle. I have to do it.
So, okay. I-justify mo na iba yung sakin. Iba
oh, syempre, sakin. You're the main character of your story. So, there.
And from Tampupu.
Number three.
Becoming my parents, well, physically, I look like the colored version of my dad's sepia photos.
Wow, that's
like,
cool.
I-colorize mo lang. And
that's
going
so
modern.
Cool.
And I'm literally that. And I love it when, like, even in our family, nakakatuwa. Yung, obviously, you know how each other would look like now. Pero yung biglang merong ma-unearth na photo, kunyari, one of the titos titas or ganyan, or one of the whatever. That's when you see a photo of them younger, when they were babies, tapos meron silang kamukha na current one of the babies, which you never connected na magkamukha sila before. And then you're like,
oh wow.
Oh my gosh, kamukha mo pala si Blank.
Yeah.
And like you didn't even realize it until you saw the baby photos.
Mm.
And it's uncanny. Kasi like alam mo yung as adults, they look nothing like each other.
Yeah.
Pero makikita mo yung genetics talaga.
Genes, baby.
Na when the adult was young, he or she looked exactly like one of the current babies.
Mm.
Nakaaliw.
It's so cute. No, it
and there's
is
no
true.
There's no doubting that your relatives.
No, I tell you.
The same genes running to your...
Leo looks exactly like Kai when he was a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so
wow.
I saw him just a couple of days ago. Kai brought something to the house and then I looked in the car and I said, oh my gosh, it's Kai. Those are the same cheeks and that's the same kind smile.
Well, plus, you...
took care of Kai.
So you would know how he looked like as a baby.
So exactly.
Aww, that's
exactly.
Adorable.
Personality.
Yeah.
Look, everything.
Naku, Marky.
Itago mo na
siya. Paglaki ni Leo, dalawa na silang...
Oh no!
Marky, buy me this.
Ayaw nga.
Marky, buy me that.
No, the only difference would be Marky, buy me this. The other one, Tito Marky, buy me this. Oh,
or ano,
no.
Kung magaling si Leo, ayaw mo ako magko-coach sa kanya. Yung dapat pag magkasama kayo sa mall, sabi ko, okay, Leo, this is what you do. You press your face onto the glass of the toy that you want. And you're like, Tito Marky, oh, this is so nice. And try to get that parang glossy look in your eyes.
Oh my God.
This is the most wonderful toy in the world. That's how you do it, Leo.
No,
don't
Leo,
ask directly.
Listen.
Bleed them dry.
Listen, Leo, it's only going to work if you don't give us all hell in your terrible twos. If you're like the sweetest, kindest, terrible two to terrible five, then I will buy you whatever you want. But if you annoy me, it's over.
Play your cards right, Leo.
You know what to do.
This one's a gold mine.
Oh, boy.
This one's a gold mine.
I don't know, you say that, but you're only going to get annoyed and then you're going to forgive them right away.
No.
That's how it works with pamangkins.
No.
Oh. It's like me, with my pamangkins, I would make patol and I would make them paiyak pa kasi nga, pag they're annoying na. But ako din yung first to amo and then I would buy them something, something big to make up for my pagpaiyak.
Tita Marky, look at this beautiful iPhone 15.
Sana hindi ganyan magsalita si Leo.
Nor, I don't even have that.
iPhone 15. I want one. I want one.
Hindi, by then, iPhone 17 na yun. By then.
Ano nga pala. Tita Marky, please buy me this iPhone 23.
Parang naging monster si Leo.
Please buy me this.
But you're looking scary.
Hindi nga kasi nga.
From a cute, innocent little baby.
Cute nga. Para bila ng phone.
I'd probably be scared.
You would.
I'd be like, Chanak!
And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number two.
Becoming my parents, I was horrified when I watched Euphoria. To the point that I burst out, kanito na ba ang gawain ng mga kabataan ngayon? Which was exactly what my mom said when she saw me watching Dawson's Creek decades ago.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
You know, How tame was that compared to
Euphoria? It's tame for you. But if you ask the kids now, Euphoria is probably just like, yeah. It's okay.
I mean.
Right? I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah.
The very same thing that your parents said about the things that you like.
Mm.
Hello, for me, okay. Lalaglag ko na si Baby Will. We were listening. We were in the car. So obviously, we had music on, right? Tapos, so nagtutugtog siya ng mga gusto niya na songs. Well, alam mo, binlurt out na niya. It finally happened.
Oh.
Sabi niya, iba talaga yung mga kanta noong... This is what old people say. Woo! Iba talaga yung music noon, no? Parang mas maganda.
Yun lang.
So every generation thinks that their music was the best.
You know what?
And that everything after that parang pales in comparison.
I have to say.
I'm telling you.
I have to say. I think it's maybe because I'm on radio. But I'm actually enjoying the more modern music.
Alam mo, kasi baka you're enjoying it now. Pero like, for example, yung all-time favorites mo, you might still go back to like, kasi like, you're enjoying it because it's fresh, it's new. Pero pag yung kunyari, lahat yan luma na, lahat yan you're over it. You're bound to choose maybe the college years, the high school
college
years.
College years, talaga.
Kasi iba ang, it college hits different. Years. Kasi those were like the moments where you were first falling in love.
Right.
You were first discovering who you are.
For me, yeah, weird. Eh. I not promise even, you. Like, music from my generation.
Yeah.
I prefer music from generations before me.
Yeah. Pero, you, when did you appreciate those types of music?
Exactly. See? In baka, my childhood baka mga, slash teenage
mga college,
years.
Teenage years
mga,
pa rin yan.
Siguro grade school, high school.
Right?
Yeah. So I discovered, I'm, like, music from the 70s, music from the 80s.
So
and
I'm telling you, like, yeah, yung the ones, the older people are like, ano to? Ano ba tong mga hip-hop na to? Pero trust, the kids now, when they're old and there's this new form of music, will be like, makarinig sila ng hip-hop song and they're like, iba talaga yung tugtugin nun, no? Mas maganda.
I mean,
it just goes on and on.
Yeah, and what do you think about it? Like, for example, on TikTok, you know, people actually don't even probably know that they're using music from
exactly
way back.
Now, you're criticizing, for example, 80s music without realizing that a lot of the songs that the current artists are using that you're loving are probably from there.
Probably accurate samples and like, yeah, exactly. Right.
Mostly sampled. And
especially
like,
now, kasi masample na.
Like masample ngayon.
Yeah.
Like 99% of the songs are
like different
sampled
versions
or,
of
yan,
older
interpolated.
Mm-hmm.
What's the diff?
No.
Sample is you're using an exact portion of
the song.
The song from before. Interpolation is more like with Ariana Grande's Yes And. She interpolated Madonna's Vogue. You know what I mean? So she's not using
the
anything from Vogue itself, but like the beat, for example. Parang ganon. Parang
a lesser sample.
Kind of like that.
Or not.
Like you married your song with.
Like a less exact sample.
Yes, I guess you can call it that.
Well, I guess it's just an interpretation as opposed to an actual.
Kuha.
Clip. Uh-oh.
Like for example, there's like the. It's like instead of the Vogue sound that
right,
was actually there.
Right.
Maybe may pinatong sa original Vogue sound just so that it doesn't sound exactly the same.
Right.
But
right.
I think sample is exactly the same.
You lifted it from the original.
But
exactly.
Only a small portion.
A small portion.
Okay. And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Becoming My Parents comes from Dr. Quack Quack.
Dr. Quack Quack says,
takam na ako sa talbos ng kamote at malunggay. Humihindi na ako sa crispy pata at humba. What's humba? At best friend ko na.
Pork ang, yun, diba?
I guess.
Pork humba.
At best friend ko na ang kataptes.
Katapres.
Ano?
Katapres.
Katapres and amlodipine.
Yung mga maintenance meds ng mga parentals.
Pero I have to say, a lot of the things that I hated as a kid, or hindi man hated, but wasn't into it, I actually love. Like,
malunggay yung talbos na kamote.
No, not so much. But ampalaya. I never liked ampalaya as a kid. I actually love ampalaya now.
Funny, because we had a malunggay tree, and we had talbos ng kamote in our backyard before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And growing up, alam ko din yan na usuals na, alam mo yun, because they're just in the backyard.
And it's true. Like, my favorite vegetable when I was a kid was kangkong, like most kids. But it's the easiest, it's the most kid-friendly kangkong.
I hated kangkong.
Ah, talaga?
Kasi I could never digest it. Like, it would always make me gag.
Yeah.
Ay? Parang it...
Amateur.
Until now, as an adult, it would still make me gag pag hindi ko siya naputol early.
How disappointing.
It's true. No, and it, I feel
Chico, kangkong, hindi kingkong.
My God. No, I feel like it gets stuck kasi. Diba sometimes mahaba yung stalk?
Yes.
I feel like that gets stuck in my throat. And then it's like, and then I feel
stop.
Like, tapos nagluluha na ako. Ano mo yung
woo,
choking on my kangkong. Ganon.
Yayabang yan. Yung kangkong.
Kwento niya sa mga
friends
yung
kangkong. Hindi ako kasi, di ba, it's one of the more kid-friendly vegetables, right? Usually, like, very common ang kangkong. I used to love it as a kid, but now, I actually prefer, yun nga, like, kunyari papiliin mo ko, that or spinach or talbos. I'd choose spinach or talbos.
I would think ayoko kasi anything leafy, hindi siya kid-friendly. When I was a kid, I hated leafy vegetables. Like, I would eat, yun nga, like, kalabasa, Carrots.
The kid-friendly veggies.
For yeah. me, yun yung medyo kid-friendly.
Ako, yeah. broccoli.
Broccoli.
Pero sobrang ano ko na ngayon. Like yun nga, a lot of the greens that I hated before. Oh, especially, actually, I'm still not a fan. Saluyot.
I don't know what
it's the
is.
Slimy vegetable.
You use it with for
yung mga Ilocano dishes. Yung I forgot what you call them. Basta ganun. Yung para siyang pakbet pero walang bagoong, and it's very slimy. And literally, it's like eating mucus. It's slimy. It gets really the moment you cook it. It excretes this slime.
Parang okra.
Parang ganun.
Weird.
Yung inside of an okra. Ooh. I am not a fan, but I can eat it now.
Uh-huh.
In small doses. Before talaga, like, I will run the opposite direction if I see saluyot. Pero gets.
Ako now, I appreciate green leafy vegetables now as an adult.
Yeah.
And I didn't when I was younger.
I don't know. Nowadays, I'm starting to like vegetables more and more.
Yeah.
I think as we age, we start to...
Yun nga eh.
But I don't like kangkong. That's why when I make my sinigang, I never use kangkong. I always like
kangkong.
No, because it's messy. Mostly because of that. Like, it's hard to... Alam mo yun? To
swallow.
Use. No, it's hard to use. Kasi, di ba parang tatanggalin mo po siya from the tangkay? So, I just use bok choy when I make sinigang.
See?
Which is much easier to...
So, there you go. Becoming my parents. If you want to join us, go ahead. Send it to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag becoming my parents in all your posts.
Sabi ni the Super James, dining ding.
There.
Yun daw yung Ilocano dish na sinasabi mo.
Dining ding.
Dining ding.
It's the vegetable na magaling mag-gitara.
Dining ding. Only here on The Monster.
Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster, RX 93.1. Time for the Hollywood Weekend Box Office for March 8 to 10, 2024.
Perfect, kasi Oscars na, meron pang box office.
Exactly. Three new movies now in the top five. We have a new number one. Mm. Overtaking Dune is Kung Fu Panda 4. With $58.3 million in its opening weekend. My gosh, it's the fourth already?
Good job.
I'm not even sure if I've seen the third one or the second one. Because I remember watching
only seen the first.
The first one.
Same.
In the cinema. With an X. Oh, I remember that movie.
I watched 2 and 3.
I'm not sure if I've
really
seen
Tigress.
Oh, I probably haven't. Maybe just, I've probably only seen the first one.
I know why you chose that. To watch with your date. Kasi yung lead character, di ba? Yun yung tawag mo sa jowa mo. Po. Nood po tayo ng scene.
I cannot. Walang po at opo
wala,
na
wala.
Nangyari sa cinema. Okay.
Okay.
My
akala ko kasi meron.
My favorite line was, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it present."
Present. Oh, boy.
Oh, I love that line from Kung Fu Panda.
So, yeah, 58.3 million. Congratulations. Number two, last week's number one, Dune Part 2, adding 46 million to their 157 million total in the U.S. for the past 2 weeks.
I tried again.
What?
Dune.
I know.
What? It's so nice.
I guess it's because of the so twink. Much. I can't deal with the twink.
Kasi you prefer dito.
Oh my gosh, naalala ko. Speaking of Dune and dito. When it first came out, so we did news for, yun nga, yung ito, box office.
Mm.
Way, way, way back. So sabi ko, ay, sabi ko, but parang merong, is this Tagalog? So, why? Well, the number one movie is Shanghai Noon?
Shanghai Noon!
As in, yung basa ko, Shanghai Noon! Sabi ko, ha? Pinoy movie ba ito? Bakit Noon? Noon!
Parang ano, parang mano po. Pero like...
I know, right? Like, it was so weird. Like, alam mo yung... You know the word very well, but for some reason you look at it and it looks like something else.
And I guess it's also because I can't deal with the whole dystopian feel.
Oh.
Like, I was never really a fan of the whole Mad Max kind of, I don't know, approach to society. It just doesn't work for me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what it is about the complete guns opposite. And, like,
I haven't tried, but I might.
I loved it. I loved it.
I'll try it again. But I guess...
Wait, are you talking about one or two?
One.
Oh.
It's because I just have to be in that right frame of mind to want
to
watch
the
it.
The second one, yeah.
Because, like, yesterday, for some reason, I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then I tried it, and I said, I want something light.
Diyos ko, tas doon ang pinili mo.
It's so heavy. I think that's why.
Maybe another time, right?
Another time.
And then 3 and 4 new movies as well. Number 3, Imaginary, with $10 million in its opening weekend. It's actually a horror movie. Sounds interesting. It's, okay, let me read the plot. When Jessica moves back into her childhood home with her family, her youngest stepdaughter, Alice, finds a stuffed bear named Chauncey. As Alice's behavior becomes more and more concerning, Jessica intervenes only to realize that Chauncey is much more than the stuffed toy bear she believed him to be.
Mm.
First it was Chucky, then it was Annabelle, now it's Chauncey.
Oh my gosh. So it's about an imaginary friend that she left behind, it turns out. Oof. So that's why it's called Imaginary.
Mm, ano pangalan ng girl?
What do you mean? The bida?
Yeah. Nurse Joy ba?
Kasi si Chauncey. At si Bleasy.
Ay, nako. And then number 3 is Cabrini.
Okay.
That's the title of the movie. It's about a Catholic missionary. It's about the life of Catholic missionary Francesca Cabrini.
Oh, it's a name.
Yeah, okay. It's a name.
I thought it was some, like, Italian town or something.
It is a name. So, yeah, if you're curious, you can check that out. And it earned $7.6 million over the weekend. Number 5 is Bob Marley, One Love,
still,
with $4 million to add to its $89.3 million total.
I'm so curious about that. Like, why it earned so much, and
well,
it has
looks really interesting. I've seen the have you seen the trailer?
No, I haven't.
Oh, the trailer looks pretty interesting.
And it has legs, huh? Like it's not disappearing.
And hello, did you see the lead?
Okay.
Who's the lead?
The one playing Bob Marley.
No.
Look him up. Look him up.
Okay.
Look him up now. Look him up now.
Okay.
I need like your live reaction.
Okay, let me see. What the name? Marley? Or Bob Marley.
So the name is Kingsley Ben-Adir.
Oh, no, I know the guy.
Oh. Wait, Tao.
Let's just say we know each other. So, ano yan eh?
He was in Secret,
Secret Invasion.
Invasion.
There, there. And Barbie as well.
And Barbie.
Mas ano ko siya sa Secret Invasion. Siya yung parang the bad guy. Mm. The main
so kilala
bad
mo
guy.
Siya.
Oh, yes.
As a bad, bad boy.
Who needs a good spanking.
And that's the Hollywood Weekend box office for you. And just to give you some updates on the Oscars, Best Supporting Actress went to Divine Joy.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Good job.
Let's see. What else? Oh, RDJ also won already.
Of course.
So Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer.
Love it. He's now Academy Award winner Robert Downey
Jr.
It's his first.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
And look at John Cena on the Oscar stage.
Oh, is there a live streaming?
Guys, just Google it. Okay, look for it on X. Why is he naked?
Di ba nga the whole staniki? Ano yung movie nila?
But he has his OnlyFans and everything.
I have to watch that.
Whatever. Right.
Hey, it looks interesting.
Looks interesting.
To be honest.
But yeah, there you go. We'll give you more updates as we go along.
Pero si Poor Things won a few, ah.
Yeah,
best costume design, best makeup styling. Congratulations.
Naku, there could be
best production design.
There could be a come from behind win. Because nobody,
best picture.
Nobody's expecting that to win. It's really Oppenheimer.
Oh my gosh.
But
oh.
If it suddenly like comes from behind.
We'll see.
Bug Boy and the Heron won again.
Okay.
Best animated feature film. Congratulations.
Interesting. Interesting.
Mm. Interesting.
Muy intéressant.
Yes. So there, we'll give you more updates in just a little while as the results come in. And we'll also go live on TikTok for another batch of the top 10. So only on Manila's hottest Monster RX93.1. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Swallow
and we're live
that granola.
On TikTok.
Swallow it.
We are live.
Join us, RX931 on TikTok. You can also check out our personal accounts at HazelRX931 for me on TikTok.
At ChicoGarcia36.
And Marky Strome. So go check that out. Let us say hi to a few people who are tuned in with us today. Saying hi to Ellie, Eric, greeting, well, everyone else on TikTok Live. Saying hi as well to Kakai, and I'm about to enter. Just give me a few seconds, and I'll be here joining you guys. Hi to Advent Choi, Lily. Good morning, Rushers. Good morning, Chico, Marky, and Pretty Hazel. Also, hello to DJ Durano, who's locked in.
Hello. Saying hi to, good morning,
DJ, who is with me in Isabela. We did an event over there recently. Yeah, we hosted together. So hi to La Laguna, and yeah, I believe that's it for greets on TikTok.
Can we say thank you again to my friend JP Soriano from GMA?
Yes,
JP, thank you so much.
We're on morning coffee today. Thank you, JP. We love you if you're listening. Good morning. Also, Fiber is finally up and running. Thanks to At Their Edge for fixing
it. Thanks, At Their Edge.
Good morning to Melai, to Victoriano, also to LA Valencia. Hi to Joe and to Sophia. Bakit naging Jackie Chanak si Leo? I know, right? You started sounding like Jackie Chanak.
I know, right?
Hi to Advent Choi. Also to Specialist Joe. Shout out to your comparing rusher and EPIS expert, entomologist Acer.
Oh, Acer.
Dami daw niyang natutunan sa kanya about cockroaches.
Yeah.
Also, we're saying good morning to Anna, Maria Gabrielle, to Angeli, to Juday, and to Jerome Santos. What's up to Richard, Justin, and Lilo Boy. And I think that's it for now. For the text line.
Let's say hi to a few people on X as well. Sorry, I'm just entering now. Saying hello to Mila Carranza. Can you please greet our OM Kent, Supervisor Steph, Jessica, Ella, Maria, and EMS or EMS. A happy Monday and a special shout out to our Katips from Manila and Iloilo. Hi to Nina Hidalgo, says si Marky Strome becoming a Lola. As becoming my parents, basically. Kiko Man Machine says, happy Monday, tuned in. Saying hi to Chi Chi Chronicles, Monday Morning Coffee, and the Oscars. She's watching the Oscars as well. So I don't know how she multitasks. I'm sure a lot of them are really good at that. Like listening to us while watching whatever, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, or whatever it is, Miss Universe. Also, hi to Sweet Ass. Stroll says, oh, I am Marky and the gang.
Sweet
Hi to Jarek 14 and Muriel. Hi, they are on TikTok Live joining us now. Hi to Kaloy as well as.
And to Jarek 15.
Yeah, hello. and Bernard Guillermo says, good morning, morning rushers. And that's it for greets.
All right, here we go. Let's jump into the top 10 for today. Thanking Chi Chi Chronicles for the topic, Becoming My Parents. Let's start off with Genshin Impacto.
Number 10.
Ang laman ng wallet ko, membership card sa mga department store, suki card sa drugstore, at resibo ng maintenance ko.
Oh my God. You know, my problem is I switch wallets all the time depending on my bag. So if I'm bringing like a tiny bag, obviously I can't bring my big wallet. So I transfer all of it to a smaller one and I don't always have my cards, like all my membership cards and stuff.
Are you superstitious with wallets?
No, kasi, not at all. Kasi I'm not superstitious, period.
When we're like, when we had like a feng shui, quote-unquote, expert. Parang ganon. Meron siyang ano na, you have to be compatible with your specific wallet. There's no rule, pero like, for example, if you change wallets, tapos parang hirap ka sa pera, laging walang laman, parang hindi kayo match ng wallet. And then you have wallets na parang pag yun ang wallet mo, parang laging ang dami mong pera. Parang hang on to that wallet because it's like very ano ang wallet na maswerte.
I don't even very notice that. It. Because really? I rarely even carry cash. I mean, I
ako
always
din.
Just, oh, I only get wallet. Cash when I need to pay in cash.
Or maybe like kahit hindi cash, pero like yung pag yun yung wallet mo, parang ang bilis ng pasok ng pera or something.
My wallet is my phone.
So wala naman, because I switch wallets nga. So for me,
si Chico lang ang may wallet.
Yeah, I do, because I still have cash. Oh, did you know, Norway actually rejected, they fought the law regarding cashless transactions. Kasi parang they're moving towards, like stores can refuse cash. Kailangan ano na, kailangan digital na. And they were like, nope. Parang they went against it and actually rejected it and said, you still have a right to pay cash if that's what
parang
you want.
Parang dapat ganun naman. It should be a combination.
I know, right?
Ultimately, like, they should all be accepted.
Saan kasi gusto nila purely ano na, digital na?
Well, for sure. Norway is so advanced in that aspect. Like, three quarters now of the cars in Norway are electric or hybrid. Mm-hmm. So they've reached a point where they're really, really very good with everything. Mm. They're just so far ahead in terms of technology, in terms of their political side.
But, you know, it's so funny because we expect that from Norway because it's a Scandinavian country. But like years ago, I think pre-pandemic pa nga yata, I saw this article, this video actually, of a certain African country. Like not super advanced. Like when you see it, talagang parang like luma pa yung mga cars ganyan, pero they don't use cash.
Oh.
Everything is on their phones. Tapos yung phones nila hindi pa yung high tech ah. It's almost like parang Nokia type phones, but everything is in cash. And they were saying that was the whole point of the video na parang you don't have to be like a super rich country
to do it.
To do away with cash. Nobody brings cash. Like it doesn't exist. It's all phones.
But it's then so again, much you have to remember, smarter. Not everybody's going to be just using their phones. Like, what about the older people
that is
who
true.
Don't carry a phone with them all the time? How are they going to pay for stuff?
Unless nga matagal na nilang ginagawa. Na even the older people, even people who don't have money, will be able to have like, kahit yung, ano
paano pag nawala yung phone mo?
Yun nga, I don't know. Pero, well, according at least to the video that I watched, it seems to be working.
Mm. Yes,
like, as in bibili ka ng saging sa daan, ha? You can use your phone.
How about the older 36-year-old people who still don't know how to use GCash?
Yung mga may 36 sa TikTok.
I'm sure they have their reasons. Okay, ano tayo? Rewind tayo ng konti.
Or even
let's call them
apps.
Let's call them A, B, and C. Mm. So si A and B were like, C, hindi ka pa mag-ano, GCash. Tapos sabi ni C kay A and B, sige, set up nyo.
A?
B. B.
C ko guys. Like, C.
This, I tell you, it's not just GCash. It's
even the Marky, banking app.
Marky, my Go Plus does not work. Can you please fix it?
No.
Hindi nag-work.
Hello.
Hindi talaga nag-work.
That's not fair. I brought it to the store. Even their IT couldn't get it to work. You can't use that example. Even their IT
but
didn't know.
But it's just your phone. But,
no, that time? No, it's not just my phone. Pero like gets, like even literally, that's their job. IT is their job. They couldn't get it to work.
So you're not the problem.
I was not that specific case. I was not the problem. It's not because I didn't know what to do. Like they literally had to call head office and they still couldn't figure it out. So
well, that's one out of how many times.
I know. That's just I'm saying not that perfect, not that example because even IT people couldn't figure it out.
But other examples, right?
Yeah. And
you have to admit.
Yes, but not
like
that one.
Like you get a phone.
Not that one.
And then
one.
How long before you set up the phone?
That's also over. That doesn't count. That's
almost does 2 years.
That's just me being lazy.
True.
It's not because I'm not a techie. It's because I'm lazy. Bad example.
Ni Mitch Abache yon phone pala may problema.
Oh. Hindi, yon tamad lang ako pero I could use that anytime. And from Designer Dad.
Number 9.
Becoming my parents, taga-ubos na ako ng pagkain din. Sweeper ng tira ng mga anak. Oh yeah, I mean, I know so many parents with kids, lalo na pag multiple kids, they don't even order. Because they know that the kids will never, kasi obviously the kids will order, right? But they will never finish their food. So what they do is just, they wait for the kids to eat. Obviously, after a while, tatakbo-takbo na yan. And they'll eat whatever's left.
Mm. Tipid pa. When you look at kids, kasi the way they eat, the food looks so yucky when they're done.
But if you're the parent,
you don't really care. It's different.
It's different, right?
Hey, a little FU from Advent Choi. Baka di pa siya tapos ilik since makintab pa yung phone kaya di sineset up.
Hoy, hindi ko dinidilaan yung phone.
Ibang shiny.
I don't know.
Objects,
I mean,
ang dinidilaan.
Yeah. Gusto ko yung, I don't like to lick shiny hard things. I like to lick shiny soft things.
How about
like,
semi-hard? No, I mean if they're not completely hard, like just
those are the best. And then like for example,
Twizzlers, diba? It's like not too soft, not
exactly,
too hard.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung ano, like library paste, Vicks, yung newly opened. Mm. When you see that very smooth swirl, oh my gosh, I just want to ram my tongue into that thing. And like it's hindi kasi ang smooth. Soap. I remember we had soap. I distinctly remember pa yellow soap. Parang buttery yellow. And you know me with butter, right? Kulay durian siya. Oh my gosh. I just shoved that thing into my mouth.
Ano yung popular na yellow soap?
Dial! Yeah, that was it.
Oh my God.
That was it. I put it in my mouth. And then it tasted horrible.
Can I ask how this interacts with your OCD? Because you don't like dirt, right? And if you're licking these things, I don't know where they've come from.
No, exactly. No, pero kasi, like, usually it's when they're brand new. Mm. I'm not going to lick soap that's
like
already
fresh
there.
Fresh out of the box.
Pag fresh out of the box and it's so smooth, oh my gosh, like, I have the urge to lick it. Just like, I swear to you, if it's like, it's so smooth. Like, yeah.
So lickable.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't.
It's on brand, I swear. Like, look, Hazel doesn't like it too smooth and young. You can't come on.
Anong, paano naging young ang sabon?
Kasi it's fresh out of the box.
Vicks.
Of course I like my sabon fresh out of the box.
Exactly.
I never even finish my sabon when it's small na. I don't like it na. I throw it away na. Pero the parents, usually what they do is yung parang kinakabit nila dun sa bago. Yung the older sabon.
Ah, yes. And then you stick it onto.
But then it never.
Tinapong ko na yung sabon kasi ang liit na eh.
That's what I do.
Ah, anong ginawa nung isa?
Pinulot.
Kinuha. Sabi, ito yung panghugas natin ng kamay. Nilagay dun sa sink.
Because I don't like it when they're so small and they're so hard to use na.
Like,
hey, I'm okay with small. I am not a size queen.
Person.
Okay.
I like it just, I don't want to be wasting products.
No, pero pag yung manipis na kasi siya, tapos ang payat na.
No, yung sa akin kasi parang ano pa siya, mid. Hindi pa siya yung super liit na. Like, meron pa naman siyang lather, to be honest. And we've been using it for the past couple of weeks as for the hands.
Yeah.
To be fair, mabula pa naman siya. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I get it though. Like, matipid siya.
But I'd rather lather my body with gel.
Same.
But they do say that the best way to clean yourself when you bathe is to use bar soap first and then you use your
Same.
Liquid soap.
Same. That's what I do.
That's what they say.
Bar soap for the...
It's for the clean. And then the gel is for like...
For the smell.
Yeah.
So Pitts in Australia, and then I use
your shower gel.
The shower gel afterwards.
Pitts in Australia?
Pitts and Australia.
Is that the name of the
Down Under?
Down Under. Like, you know.
Oh, I didn't know this. Now I know. It's called Pitts in Australia.
Now you know.
Now I didn't know this. You learn something new every day.
So, after soap, bar soap, and then, kasi gastos. Kasi nga, ang mahal nung, like the one that we're using now, it's so expensive. So, but it's so fragrant. So,
no, tsaka talagang mas optimal for cleaning daw yeah. talaga yung bar soap.
Kasi
so,
they say, yung mga liquid,
you scrub your whole body with it first.
It might not get all the dirt out, unlike
and
bar
soap.
And
also because it's so like madulas if you're using the liquid soap. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. yeah, malalang.
So I use both. And from Dr. Quack Quack.
Number 8.
Becoming my parents, hiwalay na ang lugar namin magpipinsan sa party. Kasi pinag-uusapan namin, plants, groceries, Botox, payabangan ng anak.
Oh my God.
Alam mo yung topics na the kids would probably not appreciate anymore.
Right.
So may area na sila na, oh, dito na lang tayo mag-usap para hindi nila tayo guluhin.
Oh God.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number 7.
Unfortunately, I inherited my mom's impatience with teaching. She didn't have the patience to teach me about homework, and I don't have the patience to teach her about tech stuff.
Mm.
Parang they don't like teaching each other.
Parang you're just returning the favor. Parang ayaw mo ko turuan dati ah.
Oo. Pero not so much parang gumante. Parang wala talaga sa genetics nila yung... Alam mo, sa totoo lang, teaching is so different. Like, you can be the best at something, but somebody who's not as good as you might actually be a better teacher.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets?
It's also a gift.
It's a gift. Totoo yan. Sometimes the best teachers are not actually great at the actual...
Di ba
sabi nga nila, yung some of the best coaches are in the benches.
Kasi very true.
They're not the ones who are great at basketball, but they're the best coach in, you know, getting a team to the champions.
You know, I am actually watching the new season of Blown Away, the glass blowing competition.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is one woman there who is, well, I mean, she's good, but she's also an icon in her own right.
Yeah.
Everyone looks up to her. But then you realize that this girl is someone who, you know, is really good at teaching, but she's probably not as good as creating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something that really was the reason why she probably didn't do as well as we would have thought in the competition, even if she was an icon, even to the judges.
And, you know, speaking of competition and sports, you know what, like, we're so fascinated with now?
What?
Curling. Like, because we've been seeing so many videos, but what the F is this sport? Like, they have these men and women, and
on
they're
ice,
like
right?
on ice. Mm. Tapos parang meron silang parang this, like those weight thingies na made of cement na parang oblong-ish.
Kettlebells,
and then they just push it, and then they start screaming, and then there are these two other people on ice skates with like brooms. And they're like sweeping in front of the thing. And then it goes in. Like, it's fascinating.
Alam mo,
I'm like, this is a sport.
Na-excite na sana ako. Sasabihin ko, can you curl my hair?
Not that kind
Ibang
of curling.
Curling pala.
No, it's
not
that kind
of curling.
It's so weird. Have you seen it?
I have.
It's
yeah,
the
strangest,
yeah.
most
TV.
Bizarre.
And, but I've never actually watched it.
And apparently it's a legit sport.
Yeah.
My dad.
It's a legit sport.
My dad plays it.
Please, curling, it's fascinating.
Yes.
It's so weird.
In Norway, it's a really big thing.
Right?
I tell you.
But if you're not into it, you're like, is this a parody?
What the heck is going
on?
You
think they're joking? Does they're screaming?
No, because they have to talk. They have to be very in sync.
It's crazy. Like, I'm going to try to Google it. Or just go on X and put curling. Lalabas yun. It's so fascinating. It's so much fun
to
watch.
If you decide to come visit us in Norway.
Norway?
Ski property that my parents are at in a couple of weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah. We can play curling.
Curling? Ah, magkukulutan tayo.
Pwede naman tayo magkulutan dito.
Dito?
We can curl our leg hair. Ay, no. Chico doesn't have leg hair.
I don't. Zero.
And Hazel doesn't have leg hair either.
Oo nga eh.
Geneva Carr.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 6.
Becoming my parents, I drive for family members. So I avoid sleeping late or drinking when we are about to travel, in short. They get all to do the fun stuff. You're the designated driver. You know what? That's a very admirable, important role.
It
yeah.
is.
The if you agree will... na to be the designated driver.
Kasi kunyari, you're like, me. I'm like, I don't want to drink. I'm cool with that.
Pero you'd like, rather.
I'd rather, actually. You know, I'd drink the Coke Zero and you drink the alcohol and I can just drive everybody home afterwards. And coming from JR Keita.
Number 5.
Nagulat na lang ako, nagkikwento ako sa mga pamangkin ko. Na-shock na lang ako na I started my kwento with, actually, nung panahon namin, o kaya, nung nag-aaral pa ako.
Oh my gosh.
That's a job.
Back in my day.
Nung kabataan ko.
But parang si Cher.
Naging kambing.
No, but parang si Maya Iman Lapid as Cher. Right.
And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 4.
Becoming my parents, I don't buy grocery items pag ubos na. I make sure merong extra para pag naubos, meron agad available, pero bibili pa rin ako para meron na ulit extra.
That's how I am with paper
Same.
Towels.
Same! Me too! Kaya punong-puno yung mga cabinet namin sa kusina ng extra items.
Well, only the essentials. The ones na parang feeling ko I would not be okay if I actually run out of them.
Yeah.
Oo, yun.
Ako ganyan ako.
Like, or alcohol.
I have to have the replacement.
Mm-mm.
So that pag naubos, tapos pag ginagamit ko na yung replacement, I have to buy another replacement.
Yeah. Ako din. But mine is more for the sparkling water.
Yeah.
Once I reach that last canister, I know it's time.
I guess it's whatever is important to you.
Whatever is important to you. Toiletries also. Yes,
oh,
that's
yes.
true, Ellie. Like toothpaste.
Yes.
My shampoo. My
ako contacts.
My facial wash.
Kasi na,
contacts.
Napupunitan na ako ng contacts.
Dapat laging may extra also. And especially when you're traveling kasi you never know.
One birthday of mine, we were in the farm. Napunit yung contacts ko.
Adi, paano?
Wala akong dalang extra.
Were you able to leave?
I have glasses naman. Okay. Pero of course we swam pa, diba, the next day. And I was like, I was swimming without my, alangan mo, swimming ako may salamin.
So wala ka nakikita.
I was like, I see nothing.
I think it's time
I
for you.
I see nothing.
It's time for you to get your LASIK.
I'm scared. I've gotten so many people telling me already na,
yo.
I can't.
It's not so bad.
I'm scared.
It doesn't even hurt.
I can't. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. I've had it done. No,
I'm scared too.
Why?
I've seen Final Destination.
Yeah, but that's Final Destination. Get a really good doctor to do it.
I'm scared.
Terrified.
I'm terrified.
Oh my gosh, it's a lifesaver.
I know, but I'm so. And from Adventure.
Number three.
Becoming my parents. Nanonood na rin ako ng Sona hanggang matapos. Dati parang pag, ay, okay.
Dati manonood ka lang kasi kailangan sa school.
Or yung, ay, pag Sona na, okay, I'll do something else. Ngayon parang like, you listen intently you to the very end. And
pero
each
okay,
year,
in fairness naman, I've always been curious. Like, even when I was younger, I would always
watch it.
Ako naman minsan, pagkatapos ng gym, nanonood ng Sona.
Iba yun.
Iba yung
pumupunta ka.
Pupunta.
Nagbababad ka
ikaw
sa...
Ikaw ang pinapanood sa Sona.
Pinapapak ka sa... And also from Tampupo.
Number two.
Becoming my parents, I find myself saying, ano ba yan? Yung pinaggagawa ng mga bata sa TikTok. The same way, my mom used to complain about Friendster.
My gosh, Friendster feels like forever
right?
ago.
Kasi syempre yung pag nakita ng, let's say, your parents, when Friendster was new, it's like, what's this kalokohan that you're so into na hindi
tasty,
ka maka...
Tasty, ano yan?
Diba? Alam mo, tasty yung tinapay.
Bumalik... Bumalik na Friendster daw.
What?
Has it?
I mean, I've been seeing a few things on
Friendster?
X. Yeah, really? And it's a big thing among the Gen Zs now. Or a few that I've seen.
Friendster?
Apparently.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
From what I've seen a few people posting about it.
Okay. Ang fun kasi nung testy. Yung parang it's cute, yung parang your friends will like say why you're their friend. Oh, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that we would put if we still had friends still?
Okay.
What
let's
would
go,
be our testy for each other?
But who need... Gawin natin sa Facebook. Oh, mag-testihan tayo.
Mag-testihan tayo.
Oh.
OMG, we'll have like a testy board.
Well, technically, parang ganun na rin naman yung mga birthday posts ngayon.
Sa bagay.
So like, you know, when your friends are celebrating.
Hindi kasi yung testy,
birthdays.
Parang it stays there forever.
That's true.
Yung parang it's like a slum book na pero online. Diba? Tapos yung parang like... Marky,
naku,
pag
tayo nagtestihan sa isa't isa, puro shade.
It'll be like this.
Puro cryptic and
Chico
like...
Chico Garcia.
True.
Marky Stroh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's gonna be.
You wanted to catch them all? You did.
Wait, sabi nga ni Waco Loco Friendster.com is
so
up.
Meron na.
I told you.
Is there an app? I'd get the app. I'd resurrect
my
Friendster.
Maybe it's just a website for now.
For
a maybe.
Website. I want. Sarang, that sounds like fun. Like Chico upload stuff.
Garcia, you've run out of Pokecoins, but you still don't know how to use GCash.
Hazel Hottie.
Leave me out of it.
Hazel Hottie.
Leave me out of this.
I would throw you some shade once you get here.
Excuse me. Puro siguro ganun yung
puro ganun.
Oh my, can you imagine?
At saka di ba dapat isang testy is done. Tayo yung tipong every week may bagong testy.
May bagong testy for each other.
Marquis.
I like that.
Ganda nun. Pauso natin.
Marky Strom, you weren't even driving and got tail-ended by a motorcycle.
Marky Strom, you got tail-ended. What else is new?
Woo! Jen! Parang nakakatakot magbalik Friendster.
Alam ka, magbalik Friendster tayo.
Parang delikado.
Sabi na Adventure, mukhang Friendster ang bubuwag sa TMI.
Oh, secrets will be revealed.
I tell you.
Tea will be spilled.
It will be spilled.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Becoming my parents comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
pag may sakit si hubby, I would put Vicks on his chest. My mom would always trace a cross first on my chest and then rub. Like, alamin ko ng Vicks, tapos i-shape ng cross. Tapos saka niya i-rub. My version of that, I put a heart first and then rub. Eh kasi, hello, hubby naman niya eh. So, imbis na cross, hub.
Aww.
Aww, that's cute. That's cute.
What would you put?
No, we put, we do the same thing. Pero, like, just a different menthol.
A different
shape?
The
other one. Yung, yeah, the other one.
Pero ibang shape no, ano.
Hindi wala na, hindi na. We just put. Kasi like yun like nga, pag may sakit. Like ano.
Like that?
Yun din yung iniisip ko eh.
No, ganun. No. Just put lang, ano. And then like,
hindi kasi ganun yung shape. Imagine mo pag galing sa belly pa, akit ng chest, para.
True. So yung chest, yung ganito.
Ah, yeah.
And then yung stomach, ganyan. Diba?
Mm. Okay. Ganun. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Alright, yes, there you go. The top 10. Becoming my parents. We will return on Facebook Live.
One giant batch.
One giant batch.
We come back, so let's all migrate to Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us on TikTok Live. Make sure to follow us on TikTok RX931, also at Hazel RX931, Chico Garcia 36, and Marky Strom on the Monster.
Good Morning Rush on air and online. TMR. Good Morning Rush. Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook,
Twitch, and YouTube. So join us now, RX 931. Good morning to everybody in the comment section. Also to these texters, let's say hello to Jerome Santos and the D2 Run crew. Hello to Kakai. Good morning, Mommy Kathy. Juice Blank, Gina Buido, Jose, Mario, Cabalu, Bon Voyage, Edward, Vince, Rhyme and Reason. We also have John Paolo. And also saying good morning to Mar, to Yon Tefian. Carlos Sue says, what's up? Hello to Liz, Cass, and Tisha. Hello to Rich Ann. Good morning to Bok and to Ro. And Ro says, fake friendster daw yun. Hello to Coco Fernandez. And
but ang dami nagsabi na, like, it's back.
I mean, I guess a different edition, yeah. Hello to Mitch and Tino. What's up to Judy V. Hi to Maxim the Winter. Also, sabi ni Maxim kanina dun sa version mo ng Leo, pag ganyan, magpalit ka na ng pamangkin.
Grabe!
Pag boses Jackie Chanak na si Leo,
matakot
nako,
ka na.
Kabahan ka na.
Oh my gosh, I know what Pokemon na you are, Chico.
What?
Kasi you like to lick shiny things.
Yes, yes!
And you make the best a mean Jackie Chanak impression.
Sableye. Sableye.
Really?
I am.
You're mega Sableye.
Sableye.
Good morning to John Paolo Valdez, Dan Lester, hi to Mark, and to Prince Dance, and also to Cyril. And that's it for the text line.
Saying hi to a few people on X. Hi to Kiko Man Machine, Mila Carranza, greeting Closed, as well as Ronaldo Quino. Saying hi to Carl. Also greeting Prince and Crispy Tin, who sends me a well said. I actually guessed it on glitz.ph or MJ De Leon blogs, talking about my Mr. Universe journey.
Oh.
And he asked me, so how do you think of the other candidates? And I basically just said, you know what? I actually maybe scrolled and I didn't really check
like
on
really
each of the candidates.
True.
Because it's very important to just focus on your best.
That's true.
Not
Chico
to focus.
And I did it for you.
For sure.
I was following a couple already.
Oh, I know you
No,
were.
Even before I found out.
No, even before I sent it to Chico.
Yes. Even before they joined.
No, I tell you, all of these, the people who joined Mr. Universe are all local celebrities
yes,
in their own
are.
Countries.
Yes.
So it's going to be great meeting all these people. It's not like a regular pageant where it's a bunch of newbies. These people have been in the industry for years. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited to meet them. But I also don't want to psych myself out. I want to be able to like do the best I can for myself. And it all depends on what the judges
and,
want.
Yeah. So. And kunyari, for whatever reason, you know, that they find themselves here after the pageant.
Who knows? They might.
We should invite
probably,
them and
who
like,
knows,
have a chat.
Guest here.
Right?
Because, I mean, you'd be friends with them. So, naturally,
so,
you'd want to introduce them to your friends here.
Kunyari, si Germany. Biglang, you know. Biglang, alam, nag-visit, di ba? Tapos, friend mo na. O, edi, i-guest natin.
Para... Oh, pero, like, let's do a swimsuit competition. Maybe here in the booth.
I mean, we wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yes,
so...
we will be the judge. Just made up coming
tens across the board.
So are we going to be doing the same thing as when we do the guesting we're going to do very soon?
Stop.
Where we move all the chairs in the booth?
Chomp. Stop. Silence him. Silence. Okay, here we go. Let's, is that the greets? Are we done? Are we done?
That's it for greets. Because
you're done.
Alam mo si Israel parang pwede rin i-guess.
Hmm? Ay, tinamo. Chine-check out yung mga competitors mo.
Hindi, mga tinamo. Future friends. I,
mga future friends.
I see
friends.
Them as Marky's future friends. Uh-uh. You
after
know,
talunin ni Marky sila.
Oo. Oh,
magiging
diba,
future
magiging
friends.
Magiging friends yan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ayo, grabe oh, ang hot ng Mr. Philippines. Mr. Universe
oh,
Philippines. Wow.
Matagal ko na pina-follow yan.
I see.
That's the one.
That's the
you know
one.
Who to be rooting for, folks.
Yeah.
That's the Pinoy Pride. Yeah.
I tell you, let's get to the question and answer
alam
portion.
Mo, favorite ko talaga yan si Philippines, pero... Kung dami kong tea dyan. May mga naririnig ako, ha? May
build
mga naririnig
tea.
Ako.
Dami ding mga contestants from other countries who have, quote-unquote,
tea
partners.
Oh, oh, okay.
And then pinapost nila.
Oh, okay, yeah. Why not? Right?
Yeah. Mm. And it's great. It's great to see that. It's
mm-hmm.
great to see that.
Sabi ni Morio, pwede po magpunta sa booth pag may guest.
Hoy, baka may guest kami soon. I'm sure
abangan na lang,
a few of you
lang
would like to come in
this week
and say hello.
Ilaw na matay.
Deads.
I deads na. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so here we go. Thanking Chichi Chronicles for the topic, Becoming My Parents, Numberless Batch, Giant Batch. Let's start off with Tampupu. Yung may contacts na rin ako, kung sino ang tatawagan pag may sira ang plumbing or electrical, pagkailangan ng magpipintura, pagkailangan ng abogado, etc. And this is so true. It only means ikaw na yung in charge sa household nyo, or maybe you live alone. Mm. Kasi like, things really break down. Yeah. And you will really need tubero, electrician, mason, pintorero, or ano? Who paints?
Pintor.
Pintor. I was like,
pintorero.
Pintor. Pero gets, like, it really comes with adulting. If you have, literally, you have like a dictionary of people who are good with like fixing stuff.
Pintorero. Yeah, isn't that like the one who fixes doors?
I don't know. Maybe.
I need contacts. Because usually we just call the maintenance people from the building. But obviously, they're more like do-it-all. Pero hindi expert
hindi
on like...
expert.
Exactly. On everything else.
Like for example,
right.
I want to get my place repainted. Obviously, I would rather hire someone who's really... Yun nga, a pintorero.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a pintor.
A pintor.
Pintorero.
Pintor.
Oh my gosh.
And
please don't get me started with household work. Like,
right?
There is someone
so
been
working.
No, there's someone who's been working on their place.
Okay, okay.
And it's right next to my room. I can't sleep. And I need to sleep at
in the
exactly
afternoon,
11 p.m.
Yeah.
to 1 p.m. And there's puk-puk every day.
There my gosh.
Puk-puk. Like ganon.
Sabi niya, akala mo sa unit mo lang yan.
Kala mo ha, meron din dito.
And I saw her, the girl who is fixing her room.
Yeah.
She's Doña. Well, no, a young Doña.
Okay, okay. A Doñita.
A Doñita. And she was standing there next to the people who was fixing the place. You need to be... She saw me, I think, on 25th floor bin. And I think alam nila that I was the one who complained. So she looked at me and she's like, yes, I like parang sinabi niya sa
mga
construction workers, you need to work until 3 p.m., okay? No matter what anyone tells you, work until 3 p.m.
Kasi meron namang rules yan sa depende sa
totoo
building eh. Pero may allotted hours lang for that. Because you can't do it all day. Obviously, people need to sleep. Diba?
But that's the time I need to sleep.
Ayun
so,
lang. Yun ang mahirap. Kasi nga, like for example, in our condo, ganun din. Meron kaming hours.
Mm, same.
Pero pag yun yung hours na pwede ka mag...
Ano,
hindi ka makakareklamo. Kasi
so,
they will argue na, alam naman sa gabi kami magpagawa, eh bawal mo.
So, I mean, she shouldn't be complaining if in the middle of the night, I decide to place some heavy metal.
Ay, hindi, yun nga. Nasabit ka kasi bawal nga sa gabi.
Because yun yung condo rules eh.
Yun yung binibigay nilang window eh. Na, itong pwede ka mag-ingay, itong area na to.
Well, that's pukpukan. I'm talking about like listening to music.
Oy, well,
that's
hindi,
bawal.
Ah, that's bawal.
You will get noise complaints.
Mm-hmm. Kasi like for example kami, sa house naman, sa village, apparently, we just found out, parang if your gathering, if your party, will go beyond, I forgot, 9 or 10 p.m., you have to get the consent of your neighbors already.
Oh.
Like, otherwise, and
Party's
over by 10, I think.
Listen, I found out that one of those days, she did not put in a work permit. So,
yun lang.
I spoke to them downstairs, said, what? It says here on the list that it was only 2 days. But why are they working on it for the entire week?
Yun pwede yun.
So, yeah.
May laban ka doon.
So I said, okay.
Kasi kami, like for
see
example.
See another day.
You know those days when like, we had like a long day. So the next day, gusto mo mag-sleep in.
Yeah.
Yun. Tapos pag kunyari, merong ginagawa sa... Hindi ako makareklamo. Kasi that's really the time that's allotted for like repairs.
You know what? As much as like, I hate that too. I think sometimes I can sleep through the noise already.
Ako, I can't rin.
You know how bad it's gotten? wag na kayong magtaka kung minsan namimiss ko yung alarm ko for work. Kasi over the weekend, I woke up to like messages in like dun sa Condo Viber group.
Mm.
It's like, oh, what happened?
What's going on?
Apparently, the fire alarm went off like accidentally. And people were like, the fire
panicking.
Alarm, what's going on? Like the kids are scared. Ganyan, ganyan. I heard nothing. I slept through the whole thing.
Oh no.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Apparently, sleep through alarms. All types of alarm.
How you do that? I can't even sleep through light.
Al Macchiato says, becoming my parents, yung bibili sila ng exercise machine. Tapos, hindi naman gagamitin. Naging sampayan lang ng gamit. Ako ngayon, yan. Bumili ako ng bike to get in shape. Ayun. Bago kong sampayan. Tapos nakasampay lang yung entwalya, yung mga lumang shorts. And from Nina Hidalgo, ang dami kong ng friends na nagtitinda sa palengke. At alam ko ang kwento ng mga buhay nila. OMG, because of this topic, ngayon ko lang na-realize na, oo nga no, like friends na kami. Like, they're not just vendors. Alam na niya yung mga storya nila.
Yeah.
Kasi di ba sometimes, while they're preparing your vegetables, nagkakakwentuhan kayo na, ay, yung anak ko nga, ganito, ganito. And before you know it, you actually have a good knowledge of their lives, their families, kung ano yung mga problema nila, ano yung mga struggles nila. And it happens. And you see them every week. Di ba?
Yeah.
And from Al Macchiato, becoming my parents, whenever I say expressions like, "Hay nako," or "Dios mío," my hubby would laugh and swear I sound just like my mom. But yeah, "Hay nako," I think even kids naman say "Hay nako." It's more
true.
Of "Dios mío." That is such a...
"Dios mío."
Parang I don't know anyone. Even
I remember my lola would say, "Por Dios por santo."
Diyos ko, isa pa yun. "Dios por Dios por santo."
Pero hindi ko na siya na... I mean, saka, "Dios hindi naman mio." Siya...
Nanay mo, what does she say?
Ke barbaridad. May ganun pa.
Narinig ko
din. Ke horror.
Hindi, my mom doesn't... Yeah. No, she doesn't say that. Wala lang.
Sus Ginoo.
Wala eh. Mga ganun. Wala eh. No, no. She doesn't. Wala siyang ano, exclamations of like something.
Mm-hmm.
Wala. Hindi siya maganyan. From Al Macchiato as well. "Unfortunately, I deal with my anger like my mom did. With silent treatment. I know it's bad, but I think it's better than having an outburst where I might say hurtful things that I can't take back. So silent treatment is a way for me to process my emotions."
That's better than yun nga, like you said.
Kasi baka may masabi ka na wala ka ng
screaming. Yeah.
Not just screaming eh. Ako mas okay pa ako sa screaming. Yung masakit talaga yung sinabi.
Masasakit na words. Although, minsan din nakaka-frustrate yung silent treatment from the person on the receiving end.
Yes.
Kasi it's like, just tell me already.
Sana temporary silent treatment. Yung tipong, "I'll give you the silent treatment while I'm processing. But eventually, I'll tell you."
Mm.
When, kumbaga, when cooler heads have prevailed.
Yes.
Sana ganon. Kasi nga, pag silent treatment mo, tas walang anything else after that, then you never found out why they got upset.
Oh, it's called sweeping things under a rug.
And it might just happen again. Mm. Kasi nga, hindi mo naman na-explain. From IMK. "Me to my daughter, aga-aga, nakasimangot. Only to realize, oh my gosh, that's what my dad would always tell me when I was her age." So, yeah, alam mo, a lot of these sneak up on you.
Especially when you have your own kids, I guess.
You don't realize... You're not saying it because your parents said it. You'll just realize it after the fact. You're like, "My gosh, that's what my mom used to say."
My mom.
From Poik, "I now also justify buying those Econopak shampoos and buy one, get one toothpastes. Befitting a family of 12. Never mind that I live alone." That's true. Oh, ito, very... Oh, no. Sorry, Marky. Si Poik to eh.
Mm.
"When I started reporting condo neighbors to the lobby guard because of their noise, I knew I have, in fact, become my mother."
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey.
Yes.
Listen. If, for example, you work at night and you need to sleep in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you need that precious 3 or 4 hours of sleep that you would normally not get. And they're doing condo work.
Actually, that is a very valid point. Because in this day and age, we have so many people
working at night.
Working at night.
Yeah.
And their sleeping hours is actually daytime. So when you think about it, pero ang ano rin, that puts a very big dilemma upon the condo. When do you allow people to
mean, in general, it has to still be during the day. Kasi nga, I mean, more people still work during the day than at night.
Kasi parang ano eh, parang ang hirap rin eh. Pag linagay mo naman yung sarili mo sa, kunyari lang. If you want to be very considerate towards the graveyard people, sabi mo bawal na rin sa umaga. Dadating yung araw, ikaw rin kailangan mo magpa-repair.
Mm.
And then you would be frustrated too. Because every time your workers work in the morning, may magre-reklamo. Work in the afternoon, may magre-reklamo. Work at night, may magre-reklamo. And you have to get the work done.
It's kind of a lose-lose situation for
kasi kami, recently nagpa-renovate kami. Meron talagang time na, sorry neighbors, it'll have to be very noisy talaga.
And the sooner that they get it all done,
the faster
sooner
you can go back to normal.
Yeah, you won't have to deal with it anymore. You wouldn't have to, yeah.
Lalo na yung tiles, pag nagpuputol, oh my gosh.
Oh no,
like
no.
I'm not kidding.
And this is like the worst timing. Oh my gosh.
And I was, I was in the condo and I had to record the podcast and I had to record back to the, throwback.
Mm-hmm.
And then the unit right in front of us, and I'm like, oh my gosh, just let me get through one segment. Alam mo yung talagang like, hindi ko makompleto. There was this one segment, I'm not even joking, like siguro 10th, 11th take. Like the moment I talk, I let them go first. Pag tumigil, I start recording. Mm. Tapos minsan, last 3 words. But like I said, I can't complain.
I think your only solution really might be like noise canceling headphones or earphones.
Either that, or if you're recording, a soundproof condo.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, sleeping, for you.
I use white noise. Mm. I try white noise. I use the noise canceling plus the white noise.
See, baby whale, yung ano? Yung palaka sound effect. Yung parang swamp. Yung may... Yung parang natutulog ka sa...
You do it so well.
No, parang yung natutulog ka sa nature. Or sometimes meron parang raindrops.
You have a sound machine?
No. Sa phone.
Oh.
I-leave on niya. Tapos yun, makakatulog na siya.
Yeah, Well, it's nature sounds, but some of that is white noise. It's a different kind of noise that cancel out
yun, parang ganun.
Everything else.
I guess you can choose whatever works for you. Yeah, parang ayoko ng coca. Parang
hindi naman.
Scared.
Parang like not the all out coca, but gets yung parang
ribbit.
Parang ribbit. Halo naman. Merong kuliglig, merong palaka, merong.
I can't. If it's palaka, I can't. I'll die.
Merong undin. I can't. Mga ganun.
Undin.
And from Chichi Chronicles, becoming my parents, bawal magkalat except me. But my logic, ako naglilinis eh.
So ako may karapatan to do it.
I'm not gonna clean up your mess, but I can clean up my mess. If you clean up your mess, edi sige, magkalat kayo. Eh hindi eh, ako magkakalat, ako maglilinis eh. So, wag kayo, bawal magkalat. Ako pwede. Fair enough. For me, that's fair.
Yeah, true.
And from 7070, kung paano pumorma si nanay dati, ngayon na yung porma ng kapatid ko now. Kung paano rin yung outfits ng tatay ko, polo shirt, sling bag, pants, ganun din yung damitan ko lately. That's
well,
true.
You know how it is. That's fashion for you.
And fashion really comes back?
Yeah.
It does.
It's a cycle.
From the Super James, becoming my parents, ito yung nanlalaban pa siya dun sa becoming his parents. When my pamangkins share their difficulties and I counter with, sus, yan lang kami nga noon. After, I realize what I just did and I would apologize for invalidating their struggle. So meron pa namang ano, meron pa namang
may awareness,
like,
ka na.
May awareness ka na, oh crap, I just did what my parents used to do to me.
No.
So just go like, yeah, FYI, this is what happened to us, but you know what? I get it. I get your struggles.
Different times.
Different times. And the two tops. Becoming my parents comes from Mila Rotzi and Genshin Impacto.
They both say,
Mila Ratzi says, Samgyupsal is not really my thing. To quote my parents, no ba yan? Gutom ka na nga, ikaw pa magluluto ng kakainin mo. My thoughts. Exactly.
You know what? As much as I love Samgyup, like the meat, I love it. But I also don't like the element of cooking. So if I could go to a Samgyup place they will cook it for you, I would absolutely prefer that. And also because when you go to a Samgyup place, there's always one that's lugi, and that's the tagaluto. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they're cooking, tapos when it's ready na, yung mga nag-iintay will just eat it, tapos another round. And you know what I mean?
You know what it is? It's really, the people who enjoy the cooking part of samgyup are probably the people who don't cook at home.
Probably.
Because it's a novelty, and it's like, oh, this is so much fun, we're cooking the food. But for people who cook on a regular basis, they're like, kaya ako nag-restaurant, aloko nang magluto eh. Tapos
that's also how I feel about shabu-shabu.
Oh, but I love shabu-shabu.
And ikaw pa yung magtitimpla nung sauce. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just want you to serve me.
Well, consistent. Because I don't cook. So ako, I enjoy it. Kasi nga parang, plus it's a no-brainer compared to samgyup. Kasi yung samgyup, meron siyang, you can overcook it. With shabu-shabu kasi, you can just leave it boiling and it's fine. Kahit meron kang ma-miss na ingredient.
Ako kasi hindi ko pa na...
I enjoy it. I love it.
Hindi ko pa siya na-enjoy because I don't know what sauce is best and like how to make it.
They'll tell you naman. Ako ay ask. Ako rin naman di ko alam.
Ako naman, I'm not a fan of shabu-shabu because I'm not really a fan of like soup.
I love soup.
Have you ever tried like collagen soup?
I love soup.
Collagen soup.
Collagen soup.
Yeah, is that the thing. Usually, di ba they have it pag may, yung iba sa mga shabu-shabu, meron ding collagen.
Talaga. Is that the ano? Baka it's the one na yung ano ng beef, yung parang what you call that? Yung like cartilage?
Possibly.
Di ba no? That's ano.
I'm actually taking these gels now that are for youth.
Mm-hmm.
Placenta.
Oh.
Like the moms, di ba? Yun yung
kinakain. But it's cheap placenta.
Okay.
And it's weird because you're like, okay, it's jelly. I like the flavor.
It looks like this, collagen soup.
I knew it. Bulalo. You're a wolf in sheep's placenta.
I'm hiding.
You're a wolf in sheep's placenta.
I am. I entered that sheep's placenta and ate through it.
Okay. So, actually, totoo to ha. Sabi ni Murio, there are people though who actually enjoy being the tagaluto pag nasa samgyup. Yung parang it's not because they don't have a choice. They actually volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they like it. People who like to grill. People who like to, you know.
Gluta drip soup.
That's a different soup.
It's a different one. Is that different from that?
From the collagen
soup?
Because in collagen soup kind of just looks like bone broth.
That's different.
But what is the gluten drip soup? What is it?
Why don't we know this?
Hazel and I don't know. Explain it to
us. It's not a soup. It's the recent gluten drip thing.
Okay.
And here we go. From Genshin Impacto naman. Becoming my parents. Kapag nagtanong yung kapatid ko kung nasan yung AirPods niya, ang sagot ko, saan mo ba kasi nilagay?
Yung parang
kaya ko kasi
tinatanong.
Pero
alam.
Gets? Alam mo, I find myself saying that. Pero kasi me, it's not so much like, obviously I get it that you can't find it. But what I meant was, sometimes,
na
parang saan mo huling ginamit, parang yun yung main, ano ko, para at least we know where to look. Like for example, minsan it makes sense. For example, nasan yung AirPods ko? Saan mo ba kasi nilagay? Dito nanonood lang ako. Then let's look for it in the room.
Right.
I won't look for it outside of the room. I won't look for it in the sala. I won't look for it downstairs. Get? So, minsan it does make sense. Mali lang yung pagkaka-word. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to Cillian Murphy. Cillian
Murphy.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay. So, pero so far, with the exception of Best Actress, lahat naman parang
consistent.
Yan yung mga expected. You know, RDJ, Divine Joy, and Cillian. It's really just the Emma/Lily battle who will win. Kasi so far, they have pretty much split. Divided and split the awards. So
now
far.
We're just waiting for Best Actress and Best Picture.
Best Actress is the big one. And I think Best Picture will be Oppenheimer. It will be Oppenheimer.
Best Original Screenplay, Anatomy of the Fall. Best Adapted Screenplay, American Fiction.
Okay. What about us?
Oh, that was saying both tops.
Yes, those are the two tops. What about us?
Becoming My Parents.
Becoming My Parents. Ako, I really think I got my... my anxiety from my mom. She worries about everything. And yeah. And sometimes when... like... you know, when I try to talk her out of, you know, her worrying about everything. Yun, bigla ako napapaano na, I should be telling myself these things. Because I'm like exactly the same. I guess I'm just not outwardly anxious. I'm a high functioning anxious person. Mm. So you don't realize it, you know, until
he puts up a brave front.
Yeah. So I'm not like on the surface anxious, but I am. So, and I can still deliver.
Right.
We were just talking about it. Besides, something happened on Australian Survivor. And Baby Whale and I were talking about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'd probably be in the same position, but I wouldn't quit. I'd still go through it, but I would be anxious AF. Mm. But I would see it through. I mean, that's how I deal with it. So, but not to say that quitting is bad. I'm just saying I process my anxiety in a very different way. Yeah.
Okay, I guess for me, if I was much younger, I would have probably let this go and just allowed my card to be as broken as it was last Friday, because I got tail-ended by a motorcycle, a hit-and-run accident. So what I decided to do is have it fixed right away. And I found out that the contribution cost was like exactly the same as the amount I would have
just
spent
having
it fixed if I wanted to go through insurance. So I just got it fixed for a good amount, like 5K lang,
mm-hmm.
compared to another place I went to that I told you never to go to, because they're overcharging 19K compared to 5K,
wow.
which is like really great. So I have to say thank you so much to Auto Butler for being so kind, Christian Nepomuceno.
Yes.
Yeah,
may struggle dun.
Nepomuceno, who was very very kind. I actually got my gas in Marcos, near Marcos Highway, and right next to that was Auto Butler, and they were like there to help, and they got it fixed in 2 days. There was a small little dent in on my car, but they fixed it, and now it looks like nothing
happened.
Nice. So very very kind. Go check it out, and they don't charge an arm and a leg like most other auto shops.
Siguro for me, not being afraid to ask for help from like the neighbors, cause I mean I'm sure my parents wouldn't hesitate, cause they're very neighborly. They talk hello. They know more people in the condo than I do, especially my dad. Like, parang ang dami niyang kakilala, dami niyang naging friends, even if they were just on vacation for a little bit. So sometime last week I was cooking sinigang. So I went to the supermarket to buy all the ingredients, and then when I got home, I started cooking my sinigang. Tapos alam mo yung patapos na, biglang na-realize ko, I forgot to buy the sealing pang sigang, the green sealing.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, hello, obviously, that's like, oh my gosh, kung kailan malapit ng maluto, dun ko na-realize. So,
and it's too late to go down.
And like, should I? I mean, ang lapit ko lang naman technically sa supermarket. So I'm like, literally like less than 5 minutes away, right? But obviously, nakakatamad na to go back. So I was like, what about the Viber group? So nag-message ako dun sa condo Viber group. Hey neighbors! Does anyone have sealing by any chance? Does anyone have like sealing pang sigang? Because I forgot to buy at the supermarket and I'm cooking my sinigang. And then someone messaged me!
Oh,
and she told me her unit number, and she was like, just ring the bell. And then shout out to Adele. that's her name, Adele. Basta. Sa lower floor.
Oh, that's
floor.
So cool.
So I went downstairs. And like, in the middle of cooking, I was like, okay, let me just run to her unit's doorbell ako. Tapos pagbukas niya, hawak na niya isang supot ng puro sile. And she's like, oh, how many do you need? I was like, I just need one. She gave me two.
Did she say,
that's so cool.
She have this sile and you're gonna be rolling in the deep after this.
Basta, she was like, you know what? Ano, sabi niya, sana masarap pa. Ganyan-ganyan. She's like, thank you so much.
Tapos sabi mo parang, I just need one. Tapos sabi niya, oh, don't be silly. Take two.
Take two. We have more than enough. Pero yeah, yung ganon. Yung parang,
yeah, that's
alam mo
nice.
Yun, being more neighborly. I mean,
I can't do that, to be honest.
I
will just eat it without the sili.
I thought about it. But then I was like, you know what? There are so many people living in the same building. I'm pretty sure at least one of them would have
true.
Like sili in their fridge. Na iba namang nagluluto ng sinigang dito for sure. So I'm just happy that I took that chance.
Yes.
Sabi ni Ren Trufel, Hazel, did you go easy on her? Ito na, all the Adele jokes.
Hopefully you find someone like her next time you have a little problem like that. Hey, I have another one actually. Something that my Lola and my Lolo and my mom do on a regular basis is eat prunes.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that should be your answer.
Favorite.
That should be your answer.
And this is my answer, my other answer. I have actually been eating prunes and it's been great for my digestion. It says it's survives 10 times more effectively than yogurt cultures.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, but you have to be careful. Because just make sure now you're very, very vigilant. You don't want to be accident prune. So, yeah, you have to be extra careful.
Sorry, folk. I'm cultures shocked.
I cannot. Oh, next na ano, apple cider vinegar. Diba, that's also something that...
I don't like. It's so gross.
That's something that older people take.
I tried.
Like,
alam mo, I tried
apple
it.
Apple cider with a little bit of lemon and, yeah.
Yeah, because...
warm water.
I had my quick flirtation with apple cider. I couldn't stand it.
But you know what? You can just get those capsules.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Gummies. You can even get gummies.
That's probably something I could get into. But I swear, the actual...
the smell kaya yung of it! The smell is horrible.
Pa.
Oh, it's so gross.
Every time I open it,
yeah.
I can't.
It's not for me either.
I tried the gummies though.
And you know how like
so
I'm
good.
So... I'm so... like, I'm good with, if it's not, like, remember my herbal tea? Lasang pinakulo ang ashtray. Like, I'm good with that. All I have to do is not breathe when I drink it so that I don't taste it. But I swear, I can't. It's
just not
so
yet. Not yet.
Another one I can't is, like, this powder that I got. It's like a collagen powder that I put with water. It's supposed to taste good.
But it doesn't.
But it's the most disgusting flavor. I have to like close my nose and just chug it.
Yun.
Is this the one that comes in that white
pack? Yes. It's like small little white packs. And there's another one, a same version of that collagen that's like in a bottle, a small bottle. And then you just have to like grin and bear it. It's like, how do you call those like tuseran?
Parang cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Oh, okay. I don't mind.
I'm not a cough syrup fan. I can't.
I like
it's
cough
not for
syrup.
Me.
Me too.
Sorry, but I like the taste.
Ako especially yung pang-cold, yung lasang grape. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, but in general, yung mga ganon.
What are the
mga...
weird things that you actually like that most people wouldn't find appealing?
Yung pwede pang on-air.
The smell or the... yung pwede sa on-air.
Yun, probably that. Cough syrup, I guess.
I don't know. I have a weird thing when I go to a gas station.
Yeah, I know that.
I like the smell of gas.
Oh, ako yung ano, newly turned on aircon. Yung unang buga ng aircon.
Pag ikaw na tiyempo ka sa aircon na hindi nalilinis na amoy moldy yung...
Ay, wag moldy, wag moldy.
Yeah. I like ano, Pentel Pen. But then I'm pretty sure a lot of people enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
Amoy Chico.
Oh.
like lasing. Amoy naka-inom. I like that smell.
Okay, okay. Yeah, basically. Kasi I'm not a big fan of like bad smells. Wala ako masyadong like yung bad smell na gusto ko.
Eh, durian gusto mo.
I love durian.
I love durian. Durian's the best.
Oh, I love durian. I can eat durian.
Durian is the best.
Day and anyway, night.
Okay. There you go. Thank you for joining us on a Monday. What a way to start the week. We'll be back tomorrow. And make sure to catch us again at 6 o'clock. Follow all our socials, RX931 for everything. And don't forget, the Radio 1 audition is currently ongoing. If you're interested, go to facebook.com/TheRadio1Show and post your audition video there. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget to catch Ken San Jose tonight on the concert series with Rico Robles. That's at 7 o'clock. Oh. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.